It's that time again. Yeah. Ya la hora. You know, power hour. Fully atención, classes and sessions, tune in for an hour, maybe more, that's a blessing. Learn from the captains and the leadership, flee from religion, cause some churches never teach them everything you learn for your benefit. Line upon line is a requisite, never take a deficit, yeah, that means you take a loss and you stray from the way. You get an understanding if you study every day, apply what you learn, and bless when you pray. It's one interpretation, man, it say what it say. Ya viene el tiempo, entra para el templo, aprende del maestro con talento, la Biblia es el centro, usando a Israel como instrumento, no te pierdas en doctrina como viento, estudia y ora y aplica, tiempo para Dios, ven, hace una cita, escritura dinamita, morenos y hispanos israelitas, oye cómo explica, Israel unido en Cristo para la vida, nunca te dividas. Tune in, it's the power hour, learn your family history, don't be a coward, yeah. Tune in, it's the power hour. I said learn your family history, don't be a coward.
Your history to learn, it's the power hour. You learn hour. Tune in to your history, you know it in your history. Power hour. You learn hour. You know where you can history, love hour, how hour.
I want Jewish children to look at their daddy and say, why is Jay mad at us? I could say anti-Semitic things and Adidas can't drop me. Now what? The Jewish people have their hand on every single business that controls the world. So for all the Jewish media, y'all want to sit down and have a conversation with me? Then let's have a conversation.
Yay, you wanted the Jewish people to own up and respond to your claims and demands? So listen up. This is our answer. Yay, after witnessing your recent interview videos, tweets, and the world's response to your messaging, it is evident that you're trying to create a conversation around several topics that are weighing heavy on your conscience. While attempting to empower the Black community, revealing the truth that many Black people are descendants of the tribes of Israel who were in Africa and later taken as slaves to the Americas, and seeking to call out individual Jews for bad practices, you fell...
Stop. Shalom, shalom. Welcome to the Power Hour Plus edition. All right. I'm Deacon Yahshua.
Officer Shia.
Officer Tobias.
The light skins are in the building.
That's right.
Yeah. The light skins.
Oh, someone said no sound. What was that? What's going on with... Oh, no, they can hear it. I can hear it. Oh, someone said no sound. Nope. Let's see it. Can't hear it. Oh, now they hear it. Did they miss the beginning?
God. I try to do things so we can have dramatic effect and stuff like
right,
that.
Build up from the beginning.
Well, all praises you could hear now, but did you hear what was said?
I was gonna ask if we could run it back.
Yeah, sure. Like if you know, it's less potent now.
Right. I don't have it. It's still there.
Wow. All righty.
Oh, the first few seconds. So it was just what Kanye was saying on that part.
It was the first few seconds.
Okay. Right. I guess we'll leave it alone. Kind of warm in here.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know.
I was chilly all day, bro.
Yeah?
Yeah, because of the rain?
I don't know, man. No sound on the intro video. The whole video?
How about we just play it back because it's like...
Sure, how about we just play it back because...
Might as well.
You know, if you can't do it right the first time, try again.
This is a just man fall sort of time.
Oh, my goodness. Go ahead and run it back.
I want Jewish children to look at their daddy and say, why is Jay mad at us? I can say anti-Semitic things and Adidas can't drop me. Now what? The Jewish people have their hand on every single business that controls the world. So for all the Jewish media, y'all want to sit down and have a conversation with me? Then let's have a conversation.
Yay, you wanted the Jewish people to own up and respond to your claims and demands? So listen up. This is our answer. Yay, after witnessing your recent interview videos, tweets, and the world's response to your messaging, it is evident that you're trying to create a conversation around several topics that are weighing heavy on your conscience. while attempting to empower the black community, revealing the truth that many black people are descendants of the tribes of Israel who were in Africa and later taken as slaves to the Americas.
All right, all right. That's where I wanted that dramatic effect to come in. All right. So I know that this has been going on for weeks. I missed some of it because I was traveling abroad. So I was kind of late chiming in on this.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was debating whether or not we would discuss this yay Kyrie thing at all, the anti-Semitism, so on and so forth. Because I said, you know, leadership has really gone in on this, right? I said, there's really, you know, I don't want to feel like I'm just going to say something and there's not something more to add. You know, like some brothers, they just want to, you know, get in the spotlight and just kind of parakeet what's already been said.
Yep.
But then I said, but you know what? I said, in all of this, and, you know, this is, I feel like, you know, like Bishop Kanai said, you know, Northern Kingdom got one now.
Yes, we do.
I think there's just been, and not from our leadership. I mean, it's been clear. I mean, we did the anti-Semitic flyers, and they're saying blacks and Hispanics. But as far as the media is concerned, they're still trying to perpetrate that it's just a black thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, I said, the light skin's got to talk.
Right.
I said, the light skin Israelites got to speak up.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, I know to all the haters of the light skins out there, I'm sure at some point you'll pop in the show.
Shalom.
All right, shalom, or after the fact. You know, comments on, be seeing comments.
I don't know, man. His look, his
collar. Well, someone said something, my collar on the Growing in the Wilderness
class.
Wow. They said my collar from the Power Hour shirt.
Straining out
he
of
said,
that.
He said my collar made me white, that I was Esau because my collar.
Mm.
Ever since I can't remember, I've been.
Hey, let me tell you, like, it doesn't faze me at all anymore. Like, it's just like, you know, like back in the day, I used to get a little defensive. Man, Captain Shem used to get crazy offended when people say that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He want to fight you when you talk about do you get offended when people?
Not anymore.
No,
not like I used to.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Right. So I said, you know, just the mere fact that they're going to see light skins talking about is going to upset the whole status quo of what they're trying to perpetrate
right.
this as. I said, so we got to talk about this a little bit. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then in that, as I sat here, my mind has been all over the place. I've had a lot of thoughts. Like I was just telling you, we're talking about a lot going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was saying, man, I've had so many topic ideas come into my head, stuff around this, things that I picked up when we were on the trip, things that I want to do in Spanish and English. So, and I don't know, like past couple of days, I've just been feeling frustrated because I'm like, this is not enough time.
Right.
Like if I could just sit down and like, you know, like everything else could kind of get taken care of, you know, like I don't got to freaking, you know, do my responsibilities in the house and everything else, and I can just kind of sit down and get all my thoughts out.
Mm-hmm.
I could put together probably maybe half a notebook of notes and thoughts and stuff for like topics and classes and things like that.
Mm.
And I get a little frustrated when it's like that, you know. And I imagine anybody who that goes into, like, you know, when you have this level of understanding and you see something happening, you kind of want to speak out against it. And it's not just this with the anti-Semitic BS, because that's what it is. But even, like, you know, the issues amongst Israel are still there, and I see things there, you know, and, like, I did the class yesterday kind of going touching on something that's been in my spirit for a while and stuff like that. So I feel like there's just so much that needs to be addressed and want to be addressed, and then just gets a little overwhelming sometimes trying to process all those thoughts and put that stuff out.
Right.
So as I started sitting down to put this together, as is the case a lot of times, I just kept writing and writing and writing. I said, oh, goodness. I said, this is going to have to be more than one part. And then I said, but I never finished the second part.
Right.
You don't. That's how you put up the message. Y'all should see all the stuff that he put on the Power Hour Telegram account, right? Link after link, screenshot after screenshot, video after video. And I'm like, yeah, we're not going to finish. And you're like, I don't think we're going to finish. I'm like, no, we're not. We're not.
Nah, man. I'm just like, you know, it used to be that I made sure that I bring a lot of stuff because I felt like I couldn't
just in case.
I couldn't fill the 2 hours.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's not like that anymore, you know. Plus, we've kind of hit our stride together.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, obviously I had different hosts in the past. And
yep.
We kind of had our format now, you know. I have different co-hosts with me and stuff. It took a little while. I mean, I don't think it was real bad, but it took a little while for us to really hit our stride.
Yep.
You know, I was rotating people for a while just to kind of see who would fit.
And I said, I'm just going to go with these brothers here because everybody else stays silent. Team right. Light Skin. And that wasn't intentional. I was trying to have a little mix.
Yeah,
I mean, even the logo has Northern and Southern Kingdom on it.
Yep.
So I was trying to have, you know, I was trying to be representative of both Southern and Northern Kingdom.
Yep.
But it just didn't work out that way.
Team Light Skin.
Right.
The Northern Kingdom radio show.
So I don't know how much we're going to get through. I at one point I felt like this was, just, I mean, I got a lot of scriptures, so it might be very class-like. But then I also have all this different stuff. So I don't know. I don't know how much I'm going to get to today. I hate cutting it because I feel like it loses something.
Our power.
Like, you know, we lose the point. We lose where I'm going to pick up from.
The spirit changes from.
Yeah. So I'm just like, eesh.
Hey, it's okay. We can do the power hour plus and a half again.
Yeah, we could. Well, maybe. I don't know. You had technical difficulties, so you messed up my half that I wanted to go in.
No.
What time we started?
7:10.
No.
7:10.
No way. We haven't been talking for 15 minutes.
No, well, it's because it was more around like 7:15, 7:20.
Right, 7:15, 7:20. I'll say 7:15. I'll give you 7:15.
Okay.
Goodness. So you already cut into my plus time. Someone said, come back tomorrow. No, well, we have a schedule, you know. We try not to bump up against each other in how we do this, you know. Hey, and I know West Coast, they'll hang in if we go over. It's
yep.
just I feel bad for the East Coast, you know. They
right.
want to stay up, then they're going to miss it.
Yep.
12, 1 at night.
Well, it's only a two-hour difference now.
Yes.
That's true.
Hey, maybe y'all can hang out because you was hanging out till midnight before.
I'll say this too, they be on Clubhouse. I was going to say the same.
Right. See, that's why I don't join Clubhouse. Oh, thanks, sis. She said 7:15.
7:15. 6:27. Yeah. Hey. Y'all help me out, man. Come on. What's going on with y'all?
Anyway, so I feel like I have a lot to say in regards to all this, right? Like, But it's a slightly different approach. I don't know. Just so much stuff has come out. Let me start by, okay, so clearly we saw in this video here, right? And I know Bishop did an amazing class, which was, you know, just, it was kind of like deep basics, but it was like beyond basics when we were in Belize and he touched on this stuff. And apparently this guy speaks for Jewish people. And to me, this is damage control. They realize that a bigger mouthpiece has put the spotlight on something.
Mm-hmm.
And he says something a little more. Can we jump to the other part where, because, right, this is where the light skin's got to speak. Because everybody's focusing, and the title of the show today, it's not a black or white thing. It's an Israelite thing.
Right.
Jeremiah 12 and 9 tells you the heritage is a speckled bird.
Mm-hmm.
We come in all shades. Were we all brown at one point? Literally brown? Sure, right? But the world is different now in that regard. And that don't mean that Esau has super sperm, and because if that was the case, then we would not be Israel,
right?
But obviously, there's been a lot going on. If you look at the history, especially from Northern Kingdom, having been in various captivities first, it's not just Esau's seed that's mingled. The holy seed is not just mingled amongst Esau. It's the Assyrians, the Babylonians, right? I mean, and then you get to Romans, Greeks, Persian, Medes. So there's a wide variety of looks, right? And the scripture also prophesied about that. My point is, color, and this was something we were saying in Central and South America, color is extremely important when it comes to understanding Christ and the Most High's color, because that opens up the gateway to the lineage according to the flesh,
right?
It color does not matter as much when you start talking about the rest of the tribes, because now in these times, we're going to be representative of looking like every nation under the sun.
Right.
And Lord's will, I got scriptures. We'll go into that a little bit later. But we have to speak in terms of color, right? We have to speak in terms of color because that's the colloquialism, right, of the day, okay, of the times. And colloquial means that's what people understand, right? Like I wanted to get into the invention of the white race today. That probably have to be for if I do a part
part 2 and 3,
maybe even part 2 or 3, because you know, if I can get some people researching and it's not just me,
I know.
I even throw the invitations out there. I'm posting stuff up to see if people will get inspired and find stuff. And it's, I get a whole bunch of fires on what I'm posting, nobody's posting their own stuff.
Shout out IUSC Phoenix Brothers.
Guilty.
Right. Right.
Shout out IOSC Phoenix Brothers. Hey, so question before we get going. Do you want the context or do you want to get straight to the point with this video? Because I got two timestamps for both of these.
You can give the context before we show it. You can give the context before we show it.
Yes, because I started at a specific point to know what he's talking about. So.
I'm going to see if maybe that air is not on because I am burning up in here. And I know it's been cool outside.
It has to be the one in the back.
No, the one in here is the Rhino one, no? Yes, it's
no,
the fan's
but
not
the
on.
One in the back is for this room.
It never was. It is now?
I believe so.
Okay.
Anyway, today's show is brought to you by IUIC-TV. All praise to the Most High, brothers and sisters. Follow us on IUIC-TV, the Power Hour Plus on YouTube, The Lost 144K on Facebook, Spotify, Instagram, IUICAZ, IUIC Phoenix on YouTube, like I said. Also, don't forget the Booster Club, very important. When you give, you help us out with your funds. You help us out travel to different countries. You help establish schools as well. So the fundraising...
Reminds me. Speaking of the brothers, I got to look at it. I didn't get to watch it today. They sent video of the spots they're scouting out in Ecuador. We got a potential lead for a school. Might be having to go back there sooner than I anticipated.
Where's the sound effects, brother?
Someone said, am I still paying to do the Hosea breakdown? Lord's will life last. You know, it's funny. I was talking with Officer Yakin. I won't digress too far. Because he came with us on the trip, and he's in the Philly camp with Deacon Icon and Captain Joel, and he was just reminding me how basically, you know, you guys watch Hidden History, and it's like that's years of things that Deacon Icon has had in his spirit to bring out, has had notes on and stuff like that, and just now has a more consistent platform to bring it out with these podcasts, with these radio show type formats. I say that to say it's probably going to be a while before I do the Hosea breakdown because it just I've always kind of given that disclaimer that if something else is hot, we're going to have to talk about it, right? So we don't seem like tone deaf to kind of what's going on for our people. So it's I do very much want to go into that because I feel it's so necessary, not just for Northern Kingdom, but for those detractors of Southern Kingdom, just like, you know, nothing's new under the sun. You see in the New Testament, you know, they talk about the big contention they had with Peter when he went to Cornelius. And not because Cornelius was an Edomite, but because they were like, you know, what the hell are you doing preaching unto the Gentiles, right? There's still a lot of confusion in regards to that. Some were for it, some were against it, forgetting that the scriptures always ordained that Northern Kingdom could be grafted back in,
right?
They, you know, they would not be cut off forever. And I think that for all Israel, there needs to be some emphasis on that. I think it's known kind of cursory. We have to focus on more urgent matters. But, you know, you still have a lot of people there with this thing that, you know, Northern Kingdom is not who they are. Remember, I redid my notes for the class on the prodigal son. That goes heavy into that.
I'm about to touch on that.
I added more history. So, like, I have a version of it up on IUIC Phoenix.
I'm about to touch on that.
But I want to go into it in a little more detail, and I also want to do it in Espanol, too, because that really is the crux of the confusion that Christ is for everybody. Because of the confusion of who the Gentiles are in these last days and everything. So anyway, I did take a long way around to say I do intend to still do the Hosea breakdown, but I want to do it service, and I want to make sure it's very thoroughly done. I would like to run it by Deacon Ithon as well, make sure I'm not you know, leaving anything out in particular, and see if he might have some something to add to what I put together. But yeah, my plan is to go through the whole book of Hosea, Lord's Will, on the show, and that's going to be more than one episode, and just kind of go through it that way, so we'll see.
Hey, real quick, if I may, Deacon, put up that picture I just sent, please. So, like we were saying, right, he was going over Hosea and the breakdown of Hosea, and he mentioned the prodigal son. I just recently went over that class again, very heavy, very, it's just touched on so many things, New Testament, Old Testament, right? So put that picture up so the people know what Deacon is talking about. Understand there's a lot of good classes that Deacon has done, and we need your support on IUIC Phoenix. So if you want to look at that class, IURC Phoenix, the understanding the prodigal son, two sticks rejoined. Is it up on the screen?
Yeah, it's up on, well, I don't know if it's up
there
here.
There it is. Okay. This that first one, all right? It's that first one that he did. Very good class, very informative, very thorough. And that's just...
No, it's more, I got more thorough.
No, oh. Well, remember,
So remember, I was backup for that first weekend of Tabernacles just in case they couldn't broadcast in the wilderness.
That's right.
So I prepared a whole class that I went a little more in depth with this particular topic so that I could do it nationally because I felt, you know, 2.7K views. I mean, that's pretty, that's not nothing to sniff at, but I felt like, hey, you know, to do it for the national class might be pretty helpful, especially that I feel like the spirit is moving. Really, that spirit of awakening amongst Northern Kingdom, especially after this trip and what I'm seeing, and even the trip in July when we went to Ecuador the first time, I really feel like it's ripe right now. The Most High is really trying to give the increase. I mean, clearly, look at what he's doing, you know, putting his spirit in the mouth of these celebrities that have a platform of millions to speak and so on and so forth. And I really feel like now's the time for us to really go hard, especially on the Northern Kingdom piece, get the rest of these tribes up. And it's not just for Northern Kingdom to wake up,
right?
But you need the rest of Southern Kingdom to realize because
to understand.
We clearly, I mean, you know, they talk about the billions in China and the billions in India. We're scattered amongst those nations as well.
Right.
And if you just take Central, South America, the Caribbean, the Israelites here in the United States, the scattered remnant in Africa, all across Europe, all right, all across what they call the Middle East and Asia, and you put us together, we outnumber every single race on this planet.
Right.
So there's a lot that needs to be out. I think you're going to we have to bring the awareness that it needs to shift from this whole that it's a black thing and so on and so forth. I understand that that's the way it's spoken of. When I think black thing, I know which we're talking about Israelites, whether you're light skin, whether you're dark skin, whether you're in between, whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. And that's what needs to get focused on.
And Deacon, a lot of times when it comes to when we speak on color, it's more of truth anyway.
Right.
Because if they didn't lie about the color of what Christ looked like, we wouldn't have to emphasize that color so much.
Right.
They didn't lie about what Solomon looked like.
Uh-huh.
They didn't lie about what the prophets looked like. Why would we have to go back and try to shed light and truth where they
Right. And like, bro, I got a bunch of little notes here. I just don't know if I'm going to get onto all of them.
Right.
Hey. So we're going to see. All right. So go ahead. Jump to the video. Let me stop talking.
Oh, goodness. We're going to make it. We're going to make it.
You said you got your context. Did you give it?
Yeah, it's right there. Go ahead.
First of all, we are Semite. We Jew. So I can't be anti-Semite.
See, blacks is Jews.
Blacks are Jews also.
We got to say we love Jewish people then. We love Jewish people. We got great.
Stop, look, he's making the face like, no, that's you missed the whole point. You missed the whole point.
Right over his head, man.
He said, hey, bro, we got to love him.
Bro, you see how his voice went up a whole other octave?
Right.
Like, bro, Kanye's even like, bro, you coonin'.
Right. If someone said, come on, Nola, can y'all start speaking? They're going to be saying, we have to. That's what I'm saying. I wasn't going to comment on any of this stuff, but I think I'm going to have to go into it.
Right.
Because they're going to be confused now because they're going to look at the light skins talking. Like, wait, what the hell are they talking about?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They're gonna be confused about that thing, so we got to bring it out. Anyway, go ahead. Come on.
We are Semite. We Jew, so I can't be anti-Semite.
See, blacks is Jews.
Blacks are Jews also.
We gotta say we love Jewish people then. We love Jewish people. We got great.
If you are Jew,
hell no.
Why do you hate the extension of your own people? There's a growing consciousness.
Stop, because it's not the extension of our own people. It's an extension of the Herodians, all right? Which is Idumea. We're gonna talk about that. And the Bible scholars know this.
Right.
The Bible scholars know this. Come on. Come on.
People of color in the Americas, who likely descend from Israelite origins, brought us slaves from Africa. Unfortunately, due to generations of trauma, loss of identity, along with the almost total rejection of this conversation amongst mainstream Jewish spaces...
Stop, which was by design. You see what he's saying? He says, due to the trauma, he's talking about slavery.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about all the disenfranchisement, the dehumanizing of us, right? You read that in Deuteronomy 28:37. Due to them having us as a proverb and a byword and in derision, okay? He's talking about all those things that happened to both Southern and Northern Kingdom, right? Not just blacks, but the so-called Hispanics as well. And he's saying the mainstream Jewish people don't speak about this because they understand that they are not the Israelites that the Bible speaks of, all right? They know this fact. They are descendants of the Khazars. They are descendants of an Edomite race, okay? They are descendants from the Herodians, which we'll show you. And listen, if that's well, we'll talk about the anti-Semitic piece. I'm gonna, before we even jump into some more of the scriptures, I gotta go through just briefly on the Wikipedia links. But let's get through this. Go ahead, come on.
Get to the wrong conclusions and lash out at the Jewish people. Many people around the world are on a journey to decolonize their identity, but too many are coming from a very colonized Christian framework using mistranslations of mistranslated texts from the King James Bible and arriving to false conclusions that mainstream Jews stole their identity.
Stop. And that's not – I'm going to show you how – so in one respect, he's saying that it's true,
right,
that we're the Israelites. And he's going to get to the point where he says Northern Kingdom as well, because up until now he hasn't mentioned it, all right?
Right?
I think a little earlier he mentions it in the video too, but I think it's upcoming where he talks about the Caribbean and South and Central America as well. But it's the double talk. This is why I say this is like damage control.
Right.
Because they're like, okay, we'll acknowledge that, you know, y'all are Israel.
Mm-hmm.
But we're Israel too still.
Right.
And that's not the case. I'm going to show you that the Bible scholars know this, all right? I got to at least get to that part where I bring up the stuff about Herod. And I know it might not be new for those who, you know, follow us in detail as far as different leadership bringing that stuff out. But multiple exposures need to be out there, right? I know that not everybody watches every show and things like that. And you might have people that drop in and see something that they might not have seen before, okay? But go ahead.
You notice how he mixed in the King James Version? Like,
yes.
He mixes truce with a little bit of...
Yes, so that what he's done there is he's basically trying to obliterate objections before they arise.
Right.
So he figured... So they know... What that's telling you is that they know and have always known and have watched us for years, the Israelites I'm speaking about. They know. So why now are they trying to say something?
Right.
Right? Why now? And then they're not coming at us from the perspective of, okay, you guys are right and we're wrong. It's you guys are right and we've been kind of holding this back, but we're part of this too.
Right.
Right. And that's not the case. That's not the case. Come on.
Watching this video that have never heard of this, it is a fact that a large percentage of the black slaves sold during the transatlantic slave trade were of Israelite tribes displaced in Africa. Over 20% of the slave trade consisted of Africans capturing ethnic Igbos, which have an ancient tradition that they descend from the tribe of God, in what is today called Nigeria, and selling them to Europeans. It is not white people that went inland to take black slaves. It was other black African leaders who took certain groups of people in Africa and sold them to the whites on the coast.
Stop, which is what we've been saying. But notice how he said it wasn't white people that did it, but then he says they sold them to whites on the coast.
Mm-hmm.
So they was, if nobody was buying, they wouldn't have done it.
Right. How would they get sold?
Right, right. Exactly. Go ahead. Come on.
And think about it. If there was one group to be chosen for enslavement, it fits the pattern that they were mainly from Israelite tribes in Africa, which historically until this day are still being persecuted and killed. Our team is actively working on a documentary series.
I thought you had the parts where he said, I don't want to watch more of this than we have to.
No, that's it.
No, there's a part where he says the Caribbean. He hasn't said
it yet. It was 2740.
Oh, so we're almost there. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, go.
It's
go
almost
back.
Between.
We're almost there.
You're at
2737.
Yeah, go ahead.
Right there.
Actively working on a documentary series called We Were Never Lost, where we are uncovering and documenting these stories to make us living today the last generation not to know who the lost tribes really were all along. Sometimes, even the most destructive rhetoric always contains a grain of truth. Yes, there is validity that many people of color in North and South America and the Caribbeans have Israelite ancestry.
Stop. They have never gone on record and say that. Never.
Yes,
contrary-wise, pull up real quick the thing from InfoWars, okay? The little screenshot from InfoWars.
You know what they know? There's nothing you can do against the truth.
Right,
the truth.
Right, right.
So they're trying to embrace a little bit of the truth,
right,
but then put a little confusion
right
there.
Hey, and someone said he's saying us. Exactly, because he's still trying to hold on to that. But notice he said the North, South American, and the Caribbean. This is stuff that we've been teaching for the longest.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Listen, and we're not saying everybody from there, right?
Nope.
Right? It's the seed of your fathers, all right? And the Spirit is going to bear that witness, all right? It's Christ who's going to separate the wheat from the tares in that last day. But let me tell you something. Somebody who's not Israel, the scriptures, they can't bear them. The Spirit cannot contain the power that's in these words and keeping these commandments. Those people don't endure in this. They
right.
they don't they are not going to it's going to be made manifest who they really are, right? So he's saying this, right? And nobody has ever said this. If anything, this is the attitude that they typically give. All right, go ahead. There's a little excerpt from the I guess this Alex Jones thing, InfoWars, all right? But read what he's saying. And it's funny because you got Esau now even defending Kyrie and the statements that he made. All right, go ahead, read this.
The ADL's Jonathan Greenblatt, Brooklyn Nets, parent owner BSC, global CEO Sam Zusman, and NBA commissioner Adam Silver, all of whom are Jewish, are demanding Irving renounce his religious beliefs because his religious beliefs contradict theirs.
Do you see, and listen, this is the thing, everybody is missing that part of it.
Right.
Whether you want to believe it or not, what happened? He's going to say it. He says if Kyrie Irving wanted to be a woman or what choose to identify as a woman or whatever it is, he would be praised for that.
Right.
He would be praised for that. He would get more endorsements.
Mm-hmm.
But so let's say you don't believe it, but you buy – this is the hypocrisy – but you buy into the whole thing that gender, which is a given, all right, which is a given, all right, you're male or female, okay, no matter what you wind up doing to your body and stuff like that,
right.
Okay, because listen, they may have surgeries that could give you a box, but they can't give you ovaries.
Mm.
They can't give you a reproductive system.
The hormones that go
with it. Right, well, exogenously, but not naturally.
Right.
They can't do those type of things. They can basically dress up a pig, but it's not gonna be the real thing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So go ahead, continue reading on.
Imagine if Christian NBA franchise owners suspended a Jewish believing in the divinity of Christ.
You see the double standard that he's pointing out here?
Yep.
Come on.
And told him he couldn't play again unless he denounced the anti-Jesus portions of the Talmud and agreed to go to Sunday school and meet the Pope.
Right. So he's telling you, see the irony in this?
Right.
And then yet now you have a person who represents, he's a Jewish activist who represents them. I checked out the guy's Facebook page. He's all over Israel and stuff like that.
Yep.
You know, they're going to say he doesn't speak for all of them, but he's talking like he speaks for all of them.
Yep.
And he's acknowledging who the Israelites are in these last days.
Right.
He's still trying to throw himself in there, but he's telling you who the Israelites are. Come on.
Irving could choose to identify as a woman and get nothing but praise from these same people, but he's not allowed to identify as an Israelite. How does that make sense?
And let me tell you, this is how you know it is so powerful for that understanding to come out. It is so powerful for us to reclaim our identity, because what comes behind the identity is the mass behavior change that repentance brings.
Yes.
Right.
And when that is done, when that is fulfilled, everything that's turned upside down changes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Yee wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yee said, look, you know, all we talk about is kill each other, sleeping with each other's wives, things of that nature, right? And that's what he sees.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what his goals wants, because it's like, okay, he sees the destruction of our people, right? And a lot of other people that have said – Ice Cube also, when he was speaking the truth, and Nick Cannon, they're all talking about, hey, let's change the mindset of our people. We
mm-hmm.
see the condition of our people. Let's change the mindset, and we got to go back to where we come from. Who are we? Okay,
mm-hmm.
we're the Israelites. Okay, we're not just black anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Things of that nature, right? So it's also identity also comes with our culture, our heritage, which is law, statutes, and commandments. How to live civilly with each other, things of that nature, morally with each other.
Responsibilities.
Right.
All that good stuff.
The way
Your mic is low.
Yeah, your mic is low. I don't think anybody heard you.
Turn up the game.
I said this is low-key a shot at Dwayne Wade.
Yes. Right, right. Yeah, what he's saying there. Right, well, he deserves those shots too. Because
And also, I saw this image in it, or another, I think he's famous, and he was talking about, what about Brett Favre?
Yeah, and all the stuff that they, the thing is, we know there's a double stand. And even that's a little bit of a distraction, because that takes the conversation away of the identity piece, right? And it goes back to, paraphrasing you, something you said earlier. It's just that this whole thing would not even be necessary if it had not been covered up to begin with.
Right.
It would just be acceptable. So this goes a little bit into what I was speaking about social engineering. And do you see the effect of that social engineering that people will so blindly accept that they are the Jews that the Bible speaks of and that there's no possible way that there could be any other people that are indicative of those people?
Right.
Listen, I'm going to continue to show you some hypocrisy before we continue to – well, actually, let me stop. I'm going to read a couple verses in the scriptures and then bring up the wiki pages. We'll start with Semitic, all right? But let me read – and this was something that, you know, we – whenever we're in Northern Kingdom countries, we bring this out very heavily, all right? Before we even get into the image of Christ, we start with Matthew 24. And as we were out there and I was reading Matthew 24 out there, it made me think, you know, this is something a little bit – there's something significant that the disciples said. And as I see all the stuff that's going on with anti-Semitism and stuff like that and how it's such a tool that they use – so that people don't inquire about who the real Israelites are, that people will not continue to make inroads into that, or people that matter as far as the world's concerned, all right? We know that the scripture says the foolishness of preaching is how this thing is going to be done. But the Most High is obviously bringing a spotlight to this understanding right now. And that's one of the signs of the end of the times, all right? And I'm going to show you that in the scriptures. So this whole anti-Semitic trope, all right, which really came about, I think they started using, we're going to read that Semitic came about in the 1700s, and then anti-Semitic came about, I think, in the early, middle 1900s after the, during World War II and after is when they started to push that quite a bit, all right, showing you that that's a newer thing, right? It wasn't like it was like that all the time. They didn't run around saying, oh, you're anti-Jew or whatever it is. It's a newer term that they've gone on. That's why I say it's a tool, it's a mechanism for them to shut down any dialogue that comes up against their crafty counsel. So let's get Matthew 24, start at 3.
The book of St. Matthew, chapter 24, and verse 3. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be?
So he had just told them that the temple is going to be rent and all this stuff is going to be destroyed, right? So he's talking about when will those things be? Come on.
And what shall be the sign of thy coming?
Because, listen, they know that he was there. So when they say the sign of their coming, they're talking about his second return when he comes to redeem us, as the scripture has prophesied. Come on.
And of the end of the world. And Jesus answered and said
unto
them.
And notice he said, and the signs of the end of the world.
Damn.
They said, well, you tell us, what are the signs of the end of the world?
Mm-hmm.
And his first reply was this. Come on.
Take heed that no man deceive.
He said one of the major signs of the end of the world, of the nearing of my second coming, is that there will be heavy deception in the earth.
Mm.
What greater deception is there than against his hidden ones? And who the Israelites are today. What greater deception is there than the blasphemy of them that say they are Jews and are not? Come on, read.
Verse 5. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many.
Now, when we're dealing with Northern Kingdom, we use this to show them very specifically that the conquistadors, the Europeans came, and they brought a white Jesus with them, right? Saying, listen, I am Christ, all right? We come in the name of Christ. That started with Christopher Columbus and all the conquistadors that came after him during that time. But the emphasis that I want from this is that anti-Semitism, as a newer term, and we'll stop for a moment and show you this here, this is what you're seeing today is a sign of the end times.
Right.
Now, it could be another 100 years. Again, who knows what it is, but it is a sign.
Mm-hmm.
And that deception in the earth being heavy as it is a sign of those last days. And what greater deception is there than the blasphemy against his holy name?
Right.
Because we are named after him. He named us Israel. Power. Now, let's get this up here about Semitic people. Come on.
Semitic people. Semitic peoples or Semitic cultures is an obsolete term.
So first off, I want to show you the hypocrisy in this. They call it an obsolete term. So then why is that used as the blanket statement to shut down any dialogue that Yee was talking about, Kyrie, Nick Cannon a while back, Ice Cube was trying to bring it out, and many others?
Right.
Why is that then, if it's obsolete, still being used with such effect to say anti-Semitic?
Because no one knows the Bible.
It's a misnomer. It's an agenda, right? Nobody knows the Bible, and they count on that.
Right.
Okay, and they count on that.
They depend on that war of ignorance.
Yes, they depend on that great war of ignorance, all right? It says, so it's an obsolete term for what?
For an ethnic, cultural, or racial group.
So stop. Do you know what it does not say? That Semitic is a term for Jewish people.
Damn. Mm.
That it is exclusive to Jewish people. It does not say that. It says that it is a term for an ethnic, cultural, or racial group. For an ethnic, cultural, or racial group. If it was exclusively for so-called Jewish people, and listen, I want to say this before they try to take this down or whatever it is, if it comes about, I don't want to get the page banned and things like that. The Jewish people are Semitic. They are Semitic.
Right.
White people are Semitic.
But so are blacks and Hispanics.
Right.
That's right.
All right? And that is not anti-Semitic to say by its very nature of the statement I just made. Because if they are Semitic, and we are acknowledging that they are, I'm just telling you that they are not the only ones.
Right.
And we're going to show you that in a moment, too. We also are Semitic. And this is the crux of what's being said when they're here badgering Kyrie now. They're not badgering Ye as much right now because they're not giving him the media attention anymore. It's just being social, right? Right, because he speaks. They are saying that it's anti-Semitic. And he said, can you? And he says, how can I be anti-Semitic if I know where I come from?
Right. And that's all he said.
That's all he said. How is that an anti-Semitic statement? It is not. I'll say it again. Jewish people are Semitic.
Right.
For the scanners that'll scan social and try to take things down and say it's hate speech. It's not hate speech to say, according to the definition, all right, that it's a term for ethnic, cultural, or racial group. Guess what? The other ethnic, cultural, and racial group that falls under Semitic are the so-called blacks and Hispanics today.
Right.
And the native indigenous. All right? They are under that as well. Go ahead. Continue to read on.
The terminology is now largely unused outside the grouping Semitic languages in linguistics.
Right. So, again, it's an obsolete term except when they want to say anti-Semitic to fulfill their agenda. A more accurate thing would be to say anti-Jewish. Then maybe you got an argument to say something there, right? And not say anti-Jew because then you go back to the same circle because, right, if we are Jew, like Ye said, right, then we can't be anti-Semitic.
Right.
So a more appropriate term would be that. So they've kind of handcuffed themselves if you really get into it. It's just that people don't read.
Right.
And you got so many of our freaking knucklehead brothers and sisters on these social medias talking about, I'm so sick of this. This is hateful, this, that, and the other. Speaking against Kyrie and Ye and by extension, their own people
right.
when they say that stuff. Okay, come on, read on.
First used in the 1770s.
So that term was never used prior to 1770.
Damn.
It's a new thing to say Semitic. They came up with that. And it should not really be Semitic. We know it really means Shemitic.
Right.
All right? But, you know, linguistics, so on. This is what they're going with. So understand that that is a new thing. That is a new term.
Right.
And it is an obsolete term except when it comes to trying to shut down any dialogue and proof of showing who the Israelites are today.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He even said in his little clip, because there's no dialogue about the truth of who the lost tribes are.
Right.
But we know in these last days by the Spirit of Christ, through this Bible, through the words of the Most High, who they are. Come on, read.
This biblical terminology for race was derived from Shem.
So it's not hateful to say what we're saying. It is biblical terminology. It was derived from Shem. Come on.
Hebrew, one of these three sons of Noah in the book of Genesis.
Uh-huh.
Together with the parallel terms Hamites and Japhethites.
Good, read on.
In archaeology, the term is sometimes used informally as a kind of shorthand for ancient Semitic-speaking people.
Right. Okay. So before I go into any more stuff on the wiki, let's go to real quick. I think I'm going to skip that part for the sake of time, maybe. Well, no, let me not. Let me not.
Let's go.
They
need the smoke. Come on.
This is why when you read – so let's go. This is basic stuff, Revelation 1:1. Basic for us who have learned, all right?
Yep.
but not so basic for the world at large. All right?
The book of Revelation, chapter 1 and verse 1.
Yeah.
The revelation of Jesus Christ.
Right, and a revealing of something is a manifestation. All right? It's a revelation of Jesus Christ. Okay? Keep reading.
Which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass.
Right. So it's not just that this is about the things that must come to pass. It's also the revealing of what Christ looked like, preserved in these writings for these last days, to an end, to a purpose. Come on.
And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bear record of the word of God.
Okay, jump to verse 10. I want to kind of go through this quickly. Come
verse
on.
10, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet.
All right, jump to verse 12. So he heard a great voice. This is John who walked with Christ. Come on.
Verse 12, and I turned to see the voice that spake with me.
So he turned and he said, now I want to see this voice. Come on.
And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks.
Take note that he said golden candlesticks for the naysayers out there. Come on, read.
And in the midst of the seven gold, the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man.
Meaning, he said one like unto the Son of Man, meaning because people come with that BS that he was never seen. But John was the disciple that walked with him, his favorite disciple, and he recognized him as he turned around.
That John was one of the ones that saw his transfiguration.
Yes, right. John was one of the ones. You're going a little too deeper. But John was one of the ones that saw his transfiguration.
No, but he saw him like
right.
in his power and then in his,
yes,
in his like
right.
normal
right.
state.
It's outside the scope of what I want to go over, though, all right? So he says, one like unto the Son of Man, letting you know that there was recognition there. You know what that tells you? Because people try to say this was his spiritual form only.
Right. I know where you're going. Obviously, but he
did not walk in his spiritual form when he was here. He walked earthly, carnally, like us.
Right.
He was made like unto us in all things of the flesh.
Right.
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 So it's not like Face Off. You remember that movie Face Off?
Yeah.
And now you got a totally different face. Uh-huh. All right. Meaning he looked the same as when John walked with him for him to say one like unto the Son of Man.
Right.
All right? You cannot underemphasize that. That must be always brought out, okay? Because people will come to try to eliminate that objection and say, well, that's the way he chose to appear now.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of here with that. This was him that saw that. Come on, read.
Clothed with a garment down to the foot,
read.
And girt about the paps with a golden girdle.
Notice it also said golden candlesticks and golden girdle. I'm leading to this point. This was something else that I would bring out heavily when we were traveling in Spanish, right? Come on, read.
His head and his hairs were white like wool.
He's talking about the head on his hair and the head on his beard was white like wool. The texture of wool, what is that? They call it nappy hair, right? Not dead hair, okay? They call it woolly hair, all right? Come on.
As white as snow.
And then that's talking about the color. Come on. If you break down the definitions, I'm not going to do it today, okay? When it says his head and his hairs were white like wool, if you look up the definition of like, the definition in and of itself will basically describe to you that it's going into texture.
Mm-hmm.
And when it says as, it's a comparison to compare to color.
Right.
This is grammar. This is going into basic grammar, all right, which I know a lot of us weren't too keen on when we were in school because it was kind of dry, all right?
Right.
But the English language is very, it's very confusing, actually. It may not be for us who grew up in it, but it's a very complex language compared to other languages. And I agree, Spanish can be sometimes difficult because if it's not your first language, there's memorization that needs to happen of words that will always be feminine or always, yes, but some words are always feminine or always masculine.
Right.
You can't just presume, because, you know, the way they teach you in school in basics is that, you know, you just, when you're referring to a male, you make it O. When you're referring to female, you make it A. But my point is, there's some memory that's involved there. But Spanish in and of itself is very simple. The words are powerful. And when you give a word, right, this is why it's frustrating sometimes when we're reading the Reina Valera and words like Rubio.
Yep.
It you can't explain it like you can explain ruddy and people
nope.
and people are stuck on no, it's blonde, it's blonde, David was blonde, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's on purpose. And that's just one example of
yes.
how they do certain things like that, all right? But that's on purpose and by design. But my point is when you look at like and as, it's exactly that because people are saying it's talking about color. It's not talking about color when it says the wool. It's talking about texture when it says the wool. When it says as snow, that's when it's making the comparison to color.
And just to add on what you're saying, when Kyrie in his interview, he went into how he didn't look into reading initially
mm-hmm.
because of how confusing the European or the English language can be.
Yes, it
he
can
said,
be.
But he realized now it's a superpower to learn how to read.
Yes.
Look
It really is. It really is. It's. Right. Let me tell you, I'm grateful to my mom for that, because that was her thing, man. She was like, you know, look it up, you know, like just, you know, I mean, part of it, she probably didn't know, you know, my mom didn't go very far in school, but she fostered that in me to, you know, not just that I don't know, but look for it. I remember we had a whole encyclopedia. This was before the internet, before I had any video game consoles in my house. This is when you used to go out and play.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and like, you know, you had
ride
to
a bike,
they would fight with you for you to come upstairs.
Right
now, like, they got to fight with you to get out the room playing video games and the tablets, right? Different. I remember I used to sit in our apartment. All right, we had a small little bootleg bookshelf. On the top was the Evil Catholic Bible, open to Psalms and Proverbs, but underneath it, we had, she had bought an encyclopedia, said it was white with red and gold lettering on the spines. And I would sit there, and whenever my curiosity would peak, I would read. And she built that, and she fostered that in me. Reading is a superpower, and understanding the especially when it comes to the English language, it's very powerful. I very much like to go into definitions. I think not on purpose, but I'm somewhat known for that. Like, people always ask, oh, you got definitions today? I'm like,
right.
No, actually, I'm not going over definitions today. I like to bring that stuff out. But little things like that, you have to understand. In that context,
it connects the dots for everything.
Yes, yes, it makes it clearer and more plain for you. All right, come on.
And his eyes were as a flame of fire.
Right, so, and that goes into the prophecy. So the point that I want to bring here, keep reading. We're going to get to 15. We're going to talk about his skin. Now watch.
And his feet, like unto fine brass.
He is why I said pay special emphasis to verse 12 when it says golden candlesticks, all right, and verse 13 when it says a golden girdle. You will ask people what the color of brass is, and they will tell you yellow.
So then why, what happened to the...
Why wasn't the candlestick brass? Why wasn't his garment brass if it's talking about the same color?
Right.
Why would they go from golden
damn
in the same descriptions to then mention his skin was like burnished brass?
Mm.
Read that part again.
And his feet like unto fine brass.
They're not the same color. Ignorant, non-understanding people. If they were, why would they not say they were like as unto fine gold? It says golden candlestick. It says golden garments.
Damn.
Right? It says a golden girdle.
Simplicity.
So then why? So you can't. You can't say that. And then you use the example of the Olympics. You have the gold medal, right?
Right, right.
You have the silver medal, all right? Mm-hmm. And you have the bronze, which is in the brass family.
Right.
Which is a brownish color.
Oh, wow.
But without even having to go through all that, when people come and they tell you yellow, no, it's not, because if it was, why would two times before they lead up to his skin complexion say gold,
right,
and then all of a sudden change it to something else that might look like gold?
Mm.
It's been in front of us all along. And I say this to say, why is this important? The color piece is important because we speak in terms of color. This will go into Lord's will, maybe in part two. Lord's will, I do part two. I don't leave the thread out there. Encourage me to do part two, okay?
Let's go.
All right, next week, because we're not going to get to it today, where I will go into the invention of the white race. Mm. And by extension, the invention of the white race, you have an invention of a black race. And by extension, you have the invention of the Latino race. I have a book to that effect that I've been wanting to dive into, but I have not been able to, that I've been meaning to bring out on the show. All right? The invention of the Latino people.
I can encourage you to do part two, but then you start posting a lot of things, a lot of
No, don't let me. We have to talk about this. Don't let me talk about nothing else.
You start posting a lot of different stuff.
Let's just catalog it.
I got you.
And we eventually bring it out, Lord's Will, Life Last, all right?
You. It's because you just start posting a lot of good stuff, and then we start getting, like, kids like, oh, wow, and then it's like...
You know, a lot of times I'll just throw it up there because my mind in that moment is just kind of putting things out there. It don't mean I'm going to go over it, though, all right? It don't mean I'm going to go over it. So these terms of color, the reference of color in the Bible was always brown or black.
Right.
All right? This is why they go out of their way to talk about instances where whiteness was shown in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Mm. Moses' hand, yeah. Okay, Miriam, so on and so forth, right? Which is the visual that the Miriam film is going to create is going to give that emphasis, that Miriam short film, all right?
Right?
There's a reason that we're picking that. And I mean, there's so many other things that we can do, but there's a reason that we're picking that next.
It gives identity. They try to take our identity.
And that's
from
my point. So now that leads me to the next thing, all right? Let's get Matthew 1. And one. And I'm going to show you something, because they'll tell you it doesn't matter. Well, first of all, why was it written if not to be shown? You write something to record.
Right.
Right? So that it can be shown.
In Spanish, it's much stronger when you read this because it says it plainly. But let's get Matthew 1. Come on.
The book of St. Matthew, chapter 1 and verse 1. The book of the generations of Jesus Christ.
The book of the generations of Jesus. Some Bibles will tell you, in Spanish, it says the genealogy of Jesus Christ. Right? It says the genealogy of Jesus Christ. For people who say it doesn't matter. No, you're right. Color doesn't matter, but the genealogy does.
Right.
And within that genealogy, speaking colloquially in today's terms, because of the deception that they pulled, I can't tell you that Christ was a Hebrew, because I say Hebrew and you think of the white man. I can't tell you that Christ was a Jew from the tribe of Judah, because I say that and you think of the white man.
Right.
So we have to emphasize his color, right? You read that in the Bible dictionary where it talks about the dark skin color of the Hebrews, right? As opposed to letting you know that the dark skins were the dark skin was the Hebrews. It says the book of the generation. If you look up generation, it means the same thing as genealogy.
Yes.
The first book in the New Testament begins with genealogy.
Right.
It begins with color, so to speak, if you want to go to that route.
Right.
Right? It begins with identity. It begins with identity for those that talk about, oh, yeah, that was the Old Testament. The new is that he's for all people. No, it started with identity because behind identity comes specificity.
Right.
Specificity meaning who is it addressed to?
Yes. Mm. And it tells you in the same chapter, verses down. So
we're gonna read some of it.
I know you're
right?
going to go into it, but I'm just saying it starts with genealogy. And then it goes into, okay, this is his purpose. For
yep.
whom his purpose is to.
Right, right. What were you going to say?
That who it's addressed to is heavy, because like we brought out in times past, you go into Galatians, you go into all these other, they were always talking about the 12 tribes, scattered James.
Wait, I'm not done.
Okay, let me.
You're right. I was thinking about that. But I'm telling you, that's because these, listen, I'm bringing these out because these were hammers to the dome of our people in Central and South America.
Right, right.
It shut down resistance before we could even get resistance as these things came out there.
That's it.
All right? So I like to break it down this way. All right? So read that again, Matthew 1 and 1.
The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
So he's letting you know now the specificity. All right? And he's going and he says, the son of David and the son of Abraham. Come on.
Abraham begat Isaac.
So now he's telling you that special lineage, right? Through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's giving you that, right? Why are they starting with this? Because this is what the Old Testament always promised throughout, all right? Mm-hmm. Because Abraham was a father of many nations. He was a father of the Arab nations as well.
That's
but
right.
He's not saying through Ishmael. You will not read that anywhere in here.
Right.
He's telling you where the blessing flows through, right? You read that in Romans 9. Yes. In Isaac shall thy seed be called. Come on.
Abraham begat Isaac, and Isaac begat Jacob.
Come on.
And Jacob begat Judas.
Judas, right, which is Judah, all right, come on.
And his brethren.
And his brethren, the 12 tribes. He's saying brethren by line, by blood, by flesh, all right? This is why those things are important. Jump to verse 21.
Verse 21.
I know this may seem like basics to some people, all right, but I'm trying to make an emphasis. Do not forget the Semitic and the anti-Semitic and everything else that they're saying. Come on.
And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus.
Come on.
For he shall save his people.
He shall save his people. Who are his people? Go back to verse 2.
Verse 2. Abraham begat Isaac.
Come on.
And Isaac begat Jacob.
Come on.
And Jacob begat Judas and his brethren.
And as you read all the way down to 17, you will not see any other nations or any other line of generation or genealogy brought out there.
Mm.
Read verse 2 again.
Verse 2. Abraham begat Isaac.
Come on.
And Isaac begat Jacob.
Uh-huh.
And Jacob begat Judas and his brethren.
And Judah and his brethren. Now verse 21.
Verse 21. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus.
Because it means God saves. And if you want to add an extension to that, it's basically saying God saves Judas and his brethren. Come on, read.
For he shall save his people.
Judas and his brethren. Come on.
From their sins.
Judas and his brethren from their sins. Those are his people. Judah and his brethren. All right? Hey, and in Spanish it says his brothers, which that's why I was like, damn.
And that's why I say Spanish is a little simpler in some respects, because one of the reasons that many of them received the word so boldly over there was because the emphasis on the words.
Right.
And when they take it, they just take it. But that same thing can also be a hindrance when you come across certain scriptures that don't have the proper word for what it was in English. Mm-hmm. And it makes it difficult when you bring that out. So now, let me get Mark 4 and 21. I'm going to go through a few more scriptures, and then we're going to get the Semitic poster.
The book of St. Mark, chapter 4, verse 21.
Uh-huh.
And he said unto them, is a candle brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed?
And listen, so what he's saying is that something that's to be illuminated should not be hid. Mm. You don't bring it out so that it's hid. It's not done in secret. Come on.
And not to be set on a candlestick, for there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested.
There is nothing hid which will not be manifested, meaning that there was an understanding that there were things that would be hidden in this Bible in these last days. Remember Matthew 24 that we started with? Christ said, what are some of the disciples said, what are some of the ends of the time, of the end of this world and your coming? He said, beware that no man deceive you, because many are going to come in my name. So he says, for there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested. Remember hid. All right, come on.
Neither was anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad.
Right. That is going into the hidden ones. Mm. All right. We're going to read that in a moment in Psalms 83. Let me get Luke 8 and 17 first. Actually, no, verse 23.
Verse 23.
Uh-huh.
If any man have ears to hear, let him hear.
If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. Let me get Luke 8, 17 and then Psalms 83.
Book of Luke, chapter 8 and verse 17.
Bring
For out. Nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest.
Meaning there will be secret things. There will be hidden things. But now it's being made manifest.
Yes.
Where were these so-called Jewish people acknowledging now that we're the diaspora?
Right.
All these years that they came up with these anti-Semitic tropes.
Yes.
Right. All right? Where were they all these years? And now light is being shined to it. And listen, respect, like Deacon Ithan was saying earlier, they were interviewing him over there by the Brooklyn Nets stadium over there, okay? He said, listen, if you're for the Bible, we're going to stand with you. And if you're not, we're not going to stand with you. And right. It's as simple as that. So it's the Spirit of the Most High that's put it on the mouth of people like Ye and Kyrie to bring this out and say those things, mm-hmm. All right? It's him that do it. Same way he put it in Pharaoh's mouth after witnessing and getting jacked up all those plagues to say, nah, I'm still ain't going to let you go. Because, mm-hmm. he would say, okay, I'm going to let you go. And then Most High would harden his heart, and nah, I ain't going to let you go.
Right.
Same okay. thing. That's the Most High that's making his word come out, right? Okay, read this, Luke 8, 17.
The book of St. Luke, chapter 8, verse 17. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest.
Nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest. And you're seeing that now in these last days. This thing's not going to neatly, tidily go back under the rug like they wanted it.
Right.
This is why they're doing this damage control, yeah. All right? They're doing different tactics of saying, yes, we are, and at the same time, they're trying to show us by buck breaking that you cannot do those things and make those bold statements without talking to us first.
Mm.
Come on.
Neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
And neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. So what is he speaking about? Well, one of them is the identity of Christ, like we just read with his color, all right? Genealogy, his generations. Here's another one, Psalms 83, start at 1.
The book of Psalms, chapter 83 and verse 1.
Bring
Keep out. Not thou silence, O God. Hold not thy peace, and be not still, O God. For, lo, thine enemies make a tumult, and they that hate thee have lifted up their head.
They that hate thee have lifted up their head. Hold that. Let's get 2 Thessalonians 2 and 4. They that hate thee have lifted up the head.
The book of 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2 and verse 4.
Bring
Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God.
And I'm going to show you how they do that. They do that by taking our identity wrongly. Yes, we are all Semitic, but they are not Israelites.
Mm-hmm.
They are not of the seed of Jacob, all right? They are of the seed of Esau, Jacob's brother.
Mm.
That is not racist. That is not rhetoric. That is plain based on scholarly accounts and biblical scholars. What were you going
to
say?
I was going to say, is it black and white? It's written here for it to be black and white. It says
right.
God is not the author of confusion.
No, he is not. It's men that create that confusion.
Right.
Right. Go ahead. Come on, read.
who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God,
come on,
or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God.
Saying we are the children of God, we are the seed of Jacob, come on.
Showing himself that he is God.
Yes, and that starts with an image of a white Christ.
Yes.
And that's how they did that. But that also extends, because when you say there's a white Christ, what you're saying is that you are that chosen seed. You're saying that you are that temple of God, because where does God reside? In Israel. Mm. We are his habitat. We are the ones that he says, I am known in Israel. That's where he resides. So they sit there. Let's go back to Psalms. Actually, no. So how did they start to do that? First Maccabees 3:48, and then we're going to go back to Psalms. All right? First Maccabees 3:48.
The book of First Maccabees, chapter 3 and verse 48. And laid open the book of the law.
Come on.
Wherein the heathen.
That's the Bible. Come on.
Wherein the heathen.
Come on.
Had sought to paint the likeness of their images.
For dum-dums who say we shouldn't have images, the Bible, the book of the law, had images once upon a time. And then what they did was they said, you know what? Through iconoclasm, let's just get rid of the images because it's hard to keep up with this thing. And let's just change the understanding. Let's conquer them and change the languages and not allow them to read. That's why reading is a superpower, right? Like Kyrie said. He said, let them not be able to read. And during that time period where we could not, they fed this to us.
Right.
This is why many of our people have an aversion to this Bible, all right? These are some of the hidden things that are coming to light now. This is some of the deception that he said, beware lest any man deceive you. All right. And one of the biggest deceptions is them putting themselves as the face of our people. All right. They exalt themselves as God. They sit up in the temple of God as if they are God. And it starts with changing that image, because by extension, what comes from that is saying that, listen, we are those people and they are not.
Right.
You were going to say something?
What you said is heavy as far as with the imagery, because when they fed us that imagery, it says, blessed is he that readeth. Because when they told us we couldn't read, they took away the ability to read and fed us images, which now we have our foundation of God based on imagery they fed us.
Right, right. Exactly. Now, back to Psalms, read verse 2 again, 83 and 2.
The book of Psalms, chapter 83 and verse 2. For lo, thine enemies make a tumult, and they that hate thee have lifted up their head.
And how have they lifted up the head? They lifted up the head like we read in 2 Thessalonians 2 and 4. They lifted up their head like they did in 1 Maccabees 3:48. Come on.
They have taken crafty counsel against thy people.
Not against the whole world, not against the whole earth. They took crafty counsel against thy people, God's chosen seed. Come on.
And consulted against thy hidden
one. Remember, we read in Mark and we read in Luke that there is nothing that is hid that will not become to light. There is nothing that is secret that will not be made manifest. The hidden ones. You're seeing that now in these last days. And that's a sign of the end times.
Yes.
That the world at large is starting to see that. And listen, does the unbelief of some make God untrue?
No, not at all.
No.
God forbid.
God forbid. Let God be true and every man a liar.
Right.
You're going to have people. I expect the other nations not to go, because the Bible tells you these other nations are not going to go with it.
Right.
They actually orchestrated this whole thing.
Right.
Yes.
When you see our people doing it, that should not shock you either. We're going to go into that a little bit too in a moment. Let's keep reading. I want to get through this part. Come on.
Verse 4. They have said, come. And let us cut them off from being a nation.
They said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation. Let's say that they are not this. They are Native Americans. They are Cubans, Colombians, Venezuelans, Ecuadorians, Guatemalans, Belizeans, whatever it is, Puerto Ricans. Come on.
That the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance.
And this is why they use the term Jewish and not Israel. They don't even want to have that name come out in that regard.
Right.
They don't even want to have that name. We'll take the call in a second. Come on, keep reading.
Verse 5. For they have consulted together with one consent.
They consulted with one consent. They are all confederate. Come on.
They are confederate against thee.
Meaning they are all on one accord against us. Read.
The tabernacles of Edom.
Dealing with the so-called white man, which is an invention. When we get to part two, we'll talk about that.
Yep.
All right. The white race is an invention. Okay. The tabernacles of Edom. Come on. Because every nation on the earth, every race has biblical names.
Mm.
God gave us biblical races. Part of that crafty counsel was not just to change our identity, but to change theirs as well.
Yes. Right.
Because then who are you looking for?
Right.
No, Edom's done away with. Edom's not around anymore in these last days.
They think the judgment from God goes away with them
changing
their name.
Right. And what that does is that creates another layer of keeping us secret.
Yes.
Because now there's all types of confusion, and you say, oh, all these races, those are dead races. They're not really here today. But they specifically do that to Edom. Why? Because Edom is the only one that has no promise at all. Their remembrance is going to be erased, it says. They're
no
not going to have anything.
Repentance.
There's no place of repentance.
Right.
Though we sort it with tears. There's none. There's zero place of repentance for Edom. All right? So Edom is the so-called white race today. Come on.
The Tabernacles of Edom and the Ishmaelites.
For all you Muslim Nation of Islam brothers and sisters. And Carla, hold on. I just want to finish this thought. All right? Right? The Ishmaelites is dealing with the Arabs. Come on.
Of Moab.
The Chinese.
And the Hagarenes.
Dealing with Africans. Come on.
And Gabal.
Uh-huh.
And Ammon.
More Hamites, come on.
And Amalek.
Ammon is dealing with the Japanese. And Amalek is that faction of Edomites that the bastards that dwell in Ashdod, like the scripture says, that have they assigned a certain remnant of them to say, we won't say all white people are the Jews, but we're going to take you, Amalek, and we're going to say that mm-hmm. you're the Jews, right? And we're going to show you who specifically they very much descend from. Come on.
The Philistines, right? With the inhabitants of Tyre.
Right. Dealing with more Ham. Come on.
Assur.
Iran.
Also is joined with them.
Uh-huh.
They have hope in the children of Lot.
Dealing with more Asians, okay? Dealing with more, and that goes, you have Taiwanese, Korean, all the else.
North and South of
right,
Korea.
Right, all of that goes into that, right? So it's letting you know those hidden things. Now, before I get into the Shemitic poster to show you what we were talking about, we'll take, remember, it says it's an obsolete term. It's an obsolete thing, but they acknowledge that it's anybody that discerns from those so-called Semitic races, all right?
I was just going to add one more point. With mm-hmm. all of these names right here,
uh-huh.
Half of them are probably from Shem, right? You're going to eat
yes.
them? A lot of these
yes.
are
yes.
from Shem as well.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. What does that make God?
Right. You have Ham in there.
You got Edom. You got Ishmael.
Jaff is probably in the mix, but it's mostly Shem.
Right.
Shem and Ham, what you read there, right? Mm. That's Shem and Ham, what you read there. Who do we got on the line?
We have Officer Ephraim from IUIC Philly.
Oh, my brother. Shalom, shalom. Officer Ephraim, Most High Christ bless you. Welcome to the Power Hour.
Shalom, shalom, Zeke. Most High Christ bless.
Most High Christ bless.
I hope you hear me.
Yeah, I hear you, my brother. I hear you.
Yeah, no, man. I'm listening to this, man, and man, I'm like blown away. Like so much of the stuff you're bringing out. Well, like you said, we brought out when we went out to the mission, and it's just sad that a lot of our people who are like, even if you're not Northern Kingdom, you should be looking, because they think Power Hour, they think Northern Kingdom. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Judas should tune in, man. Listen in, man. This is fire stuff going on right now.
Right. Right.
Like you brought out on Matthew 24. But anyway, to make it short, all right, like you got Kyrie, you got Ye. They ain't saying nothing that's against Semitism at all. What they are saying is that they against satanicism. You know what I'm saying? Like
right.
You read
Damn.
Revelations 2 and 9.
Oh, we got to get to that later, too.
They plainly right. say, I know you're going to go into it. That's why I'm thinking, like, I don't want to blow it up, but I'm just, like, excited just listening. Like, come on, man. We got light-skinned brothers in here talking about, you know, the so-called, because like the Bible said, Israel, like, you got Jeremiah 12, and it talks about Israel being a speckled bird. We're the only people of color. You know what I'm saying? Esau
right.
and the other fake Jews or whatever, they're of one color, and that's
right.
red.
Right.
We're of color.
That's right.
Which means
right.
different colors. So we're not anti-Semitic. We're anti-satanic. That's what we're
right.
going
hey,
into.
And that's a heavy point.
At
you
the end
right
of the
on
day.
That. Hey, and you said something heavy, too. When did people of color only mean black?
Right.
When did it only mean
Bring
brown?
Bring it out.
We all colors. They don't have color. All right, when you're dealing with the heathen, they just pale.
Right.
They don't have color, right?
Right.
That's why he says, wasted away is he. Mm. Because they don't have color. The rest of us have color.
That's
we the
right.
people of colors. Hey, listen, what do they say? Joseph and the many color coat?
Right.
Right?
Mm.
We will be a speckled bird?
Right.
All
right?
Letting you know.
Right.
That's when I spoke to you. I think I had brought out, you had asked me about it. I have to go back and look at it. Officer Shah had asked me about it one time on a show maybe 2 years ago. I had spoke about the the gendering of the flocks, right? And they had the spotted flock or whatever, and that even that was symbolic.
With Jacob.
Right, with Jacob. Mm-hmm.
I was reading it over.
Yeah.
I was reading it.
Yeah.
I didn't understand it because there's a lot of...
We're the ones of many. Hey, that's some good, that's some powerful points you're bringing out there, officer. All praise to the Most High in that.
Can I... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Okay. Hey, D, one more thing.
Yeah.
But before I go, hey, shout out to the officers on here, man. Y'all on fire, man. D, you already know, man. I'm just excited. But anyway, one more thing. You mentioned earlier during the title about there's no dialogue, right? Against there's no dialogue with who the real Israelites are. That ain't gonna happen until they dialogue with our bishops.
That's
who can bring
right.
out the true facts of the Bible.
That's
so of course
right.
there's no dialogue because y'all don't want to come to us so we can prove
right.
out of the
That's
Bible who we really
point.
Are.
There's no
so
dialogue.
That ain't gonna happen until you.
They don't want to sit down with the people that got that full understanding, all right?
That's
they need
right.
to sit down with
That's
Bishop Nathaniel,
right.
all right, if you want to have a dialogue about
yep.
going into who the Israelites are, all right? That's how you
the
open up that dialogue.
Right.
What the hell is this?
That's
man,
it.
Where's the ball drops on that, bro? Come on, brothers is in there like in awe, right? They taking notes again? Hey, all praise
no,
to
no,
the
I'm
most
just
time,
listening,
man.
Man. I'm like, all praise it. Yes, thank you.
Hey,
thank you, Deep, man. Hey, keep
hey,
it up, man. This show
you.
Is fire, man.
I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate the support. All praise to the Most High in that. Bro, and I got so much more in my head and in my notes that we're not even going to get to today. But, Lord, I'm not going to leave it hanging. I'm not going to leave that thread out there. We're going to do part two. And if necessary, we'll do a part three. We'll see what keeps coming out. All praise.
Hey, you
my
know, I'm on it. So I'm going to message you, man. We need part two. We need part three.
Do
man.
It,
we need
do
it all.
Do it. All praises to the Most High. That's my Ephraimite brother from Dirty Philly. Hey, well,
hey, we the only thing clean. Our school is the only thing clean in Philly, man. Our school is
the
only thing clean in Philly.
The only light in Philly, bro. That's the only light in Philly. I'll give you that. Thanks for calling in.
Shalom, Deep. Shalom,
officer. You have something over the shot? Yeah, I just want to – I lost my words. I just want to make this clear. Abraham was not an Israelite. Abraham was a Shemitic. Israelites didn't come until Jacob. All
right.
So right. for those that person that put up here, how can Arabs come from Abraham if the bloodline is from the father and Abraham is an Israelite? Abraham
right,
is not
right.
an Israelite. You read that when it says, hold on.
Genesis 32.
No, that's not what I want. Hold on. Let me see what I want. Go ahead. Keep talking.
Yes. So
I'll give a different example.
Abraham, Israelites didn't come and wasn't established until Jacob. Okay. Isaac was not an Israelite. Okay, until the sons of Jacob were born, that's when the nation of Israel, as the Israelites, were established. Abraham was a Shemitic.
This is why it says this, Deuteronomy 7 and 7.
Mm-hmm. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7 and verse 7.
Freedom!
The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because ye were more in number than any people. For ye were the fewest of all people.
Remember, we were not named a nation. We were not named Israel. Israel was the last nation named in the Bible. Mm-hmm. All right? So it doesn't start with Abraham. Now go to 10:22.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 10, and verse 22.
Freedom!
Thy fathers went down into Egypt with 70 persons. And now the Lord thy God hath made thee as the stars of heaven for multitude.
That's when we expanded and grew. You read that in Exodus 1 where it says we grew, right? So when we went into Egypt, we were very few.
Yes.
And that's when we were known as Israelites because it was after Jacob wrestled in the wilderness and all of that. So we were that last nation named.
Can
okay?
I bring one more thing out?
Yeah, go ahead.
Genesis, give me Genesis chapter 9 and verse 24.
The book of Genesis, chapter 9 and verse 24. And he said, cursed be Canaan.
I'm sorry, 9:24.
9 and 24. And Noah awoke
yep.
from his wine and knew what his younger son had done unto him.
So this is when Ham saw him naked and was laughing and mocked him. Go ahead.
And he said, cursed be Canaan. A servant of servants shall he be unto his brethren.
So now Noah started to give blessings and cursings to his children. Go ahead.
And he said, blessed be the Lord God of Shem.
So at this point, there wasn't no lineage. Well, I'm sorry, there was lineage. The holy lineage here was Shem. Go ahead.
And Canaan shall be his servant.
Come on.
God shall enlarge Japheth, and he shall dwell in the tents of Shem.
So from this point on until Isaac, Jacob, you read, there wasn't no nation particularly that was chosen. It was just Shem. Anybody from the lineage of Shem was, oh, all praises. We come from Shem. So God is dealing with the line of Shem. But then from there, he chose Abraham. From Abraham, he didn't choose. You got to the lineage again. Matthew chapter 1 is very
just
important.
Just go to Romans 9, bro. You
it's,
cut that
it's
real quick.
Very, very
Romans
important
9.
That right. That lineage, that understanding of history that the churches are not teaching, that lineage and genealogy and who your father is and who the blessings are for is so important, because Christianity and all religions are going to teach you all nations can be saved.
9 and 7.
The book of Romans, chapter 9 and verse 6. Not as though the word of God hath taken none effect.
Come on.
For they are not all Israel, which are of Israel.
Read on.
Neither, because they are of the seed of Abraham, are they all children.
So that goes into what you're talking about now, officer. Neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children. Come on.
But in Isaac shall thy seed be called.
And who is the son of Isaac? All right, Jacob. Right? You have
right.
Jacob and Esau, right? And then he goes on, and we know that in Israel it'll be done. Good. Come on, read on.
Verse 8, that is, they which are the children of the flesh.
Meaning of the seed of Abraham, come on.
These are not the children of God.
Uh-huh.
But the children of the promise are counted for the seed.
And what does he say? Jump down to verse 13, and he'll explain what that means.
Verse 13, as it is written, Jacob have I loved.
That's the children of promise that are counted for the seed. Come on.
But Esau have I hated.
But Esau has he hated. All right. That's what that's going into. You got something?
I was
going
to say, when it goes into Israel, the nation as well, all it is the Israelites are a manifestation of the promise God made to Abraham.
Right.
That's
right.
It.
Right. That's heavy. Say that again, because that might have went over some people's head.
The nation of Israel is a manifestation of the promise that God made to Abraham.
That's what we just read in Deuteronomy 7,
yes,
where
right.
he said it wasn't because you were the greatest, but you will be, and you will outnumber. We read that in Deuteronomy 10 also, mm-hmm. and he says you will be as the sand of the sea.
Right.
All right. As the sand of the sea. They also talk about the stars in heaven. All right. So that's a manifestation of the blessing that he would give to him. Now, go back to the wiki first.
And you said I was
Semitic.
Deep.
You said about Semitic. No, the other thing was too deep for this. No, the whole thing is deep. I mean,
no, I'm talking about this, brother.
He good. Brother.
And you said I was deep.
I know. When I came in, he's all like a deep thought. I was like, yeah. Right. Read that again.
Semitic peoples of Semitic culture is an obsolete term for an ethnic, cultural, or racial group.
Come on.
The terminology is now...
So, no, okay, so it says it's an ethnic, cultural, or racial group, not exclusively Jewish people, right? Now, go to the poster. Now, Semites, all right?
Hey, D.
Yes.
Hey, you got... it's a lot of Northern Kingdom that's calling in, too, that's inquiring about, hey... How can I figure out what tribe I'm coming from?
Oh,
so
wow.
Just to, you know, throw it out there for the people, Northern Kingdom is calling in trying to figure this stuff out.
All praises to the Most High. That's beautiful. Make sure we're getting them good contact information. Let's find out where they at. We can even gather their information so we can be proactive and have someone from a school that they're in, if they're not near us, reach out to them, all right, so that they can get that understanding. Let's not just throw them to the resources. Let's get them in touch with a real person, all
yes,
right?
Sir.
Let's do that as they're calling in. All praises to the Most High for that thing. I tell you, boy, this, the spirit from this trip and what I saw, the spirit, you're seeing what's happening here with the attention that's coming from these celebrities, these athletes on our identity. This is a sign of the times. This is a sign of that we're nearer to the end. Right now is our salvation nearer than we believe, the scripture tells you. And this is a sign of it. I think the spirit is there for that awakening. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, I think we're going to look back at this time frame years from now. You're going to see more Northern Kingdom repenting. You're going to see schools opening up in these Northern Kingdom countries. And we're going to say, wow, this was a moment where it picked up steam. And I'm calling it the awakening. You're seeing it happen before our eyes. All right.
Give me the chills, though,
yes.
When you say that stuff.
So we got this poster here. Let's put this poster up. Right. Semitic, of relating to or constituting a subfamily of the Afro-Asiatic language family, right? You know, right? Brown people, right? If we're going to deal in color, right? We know it's many colors, right? We have people of color,
right.
And there's more than one color than black and brown, right? That includes Hebrew, Aramaic, Arabic, and Amharic, all right? So you have, after the flood, what the world was repopulated by these three men, all right? Ham, Shem, and Japheth, all right? You have Japheth's lineage, okay? And you have Ham. We got this from the Bible, the Zondervan Bible Dictionary. Read that really quick.
I got you.
It's right here. Read it up on the screen.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Ham, the youngest son of Noah, born probably about 96 years before the flood, and one of the eight persons to live through the flood. He became the progenitor of the dark races.
But who were the dark races? Come on.
Not the Negroes.
Meaning that colored is, right? It doesn't necessarily mean that's, because you're going to hear them say terms like African. Although the Jewish guy did say there was people within Africa that were different people. He did mention that, right? Not the Negroes, but who?
But the Egyptians.
Come on.
Ethiopians, Libyans, and Canaanites.
And you read that in Genesis 10, 6 through 20, when it talks about the lineage of Ham. But now let's look at this lineage of Shem and who falls under that. This is why you cannot, it's not wrong. You cannot say anti-Semitic.
If it was a color thing, we don't hear the term anti-Hemitic.
Right. You don't hear those terms. You don't hear anti-Japhetic, right? So they came up with this term because, like I said, it's a trope. It's a device. It's a mechanism that they use to shut down any type of awareness or dialogue. It's part of the crafty council, right? Like they have they do not have the exclusive rights to call themselves Semitic.
They don't, right?
They are not the only Semitics in the earth. They are not the only Semitics in the earth.
Hey, and that's how the Lord is so majestic on how he made that.
Bishop, I'm sorry. I'll let you be Bishop. Shalom, Bishop. He said, it's great to be in the days of an impending change of worlds.
Damn.
Bishop, you know, y'all talk about my words sometimes, man. Bishop, y'all will be dropping some things, boy.
Right.
That's exactly what Christ said in Matthew 24.
Impending change
when the disciples asked him, what
signs of the
times, right? And he said, beware lest any man deceive you. This deception of this lie that Semitic only means these so-called Jews, these Jewish people, which are really the seed of Amalek. All right. What were you saying, man? I'm sorry to cut you. I saw that and I was like, damn, that thing was powerful.
I don't know. I forgot.
Oh, man.
Hell no.
Hey, so now you look at Shem, right? And you have Elam under there, right? Elam, Elamites, Indians, and Persians. So they're Semitic. So when you talk bad about them, you're being anti-Semitic.
Right.
All right? Then you have Ashur, which are the Assyrians. You have Lud, Aram, Uz, Hul, Gether, Meshech. But let's stay focused down the middle here, all right? This is what we want. You have Arphaxad. You have Salah. You have Eber, right? You have Peleg. You have Reu. You have Sarug, Nahor, Terah, right? And look, off of Eber, you have all those other races that come from there, right? Which they're in the earth today. Those are their names. But part of the crafty council is that they fit and they nicely fit their own names and chose their own names, right? They didn't want the names that the creator made for them. They said, we're going to pick different names as part of that crafty council. Come on, go down. And then you have Nahor, Haran, right? Look, so Lot, guess what? Asians. Mm. Asians are Semitic.
Right.
So how come when Asians are supposedly being ostracized in this country, and I say supposedly, how come they don't claim anti-Semitism for them? Where's the Anti-Defamation League to talk about anti-Semitism for them in that regard?
The majority of the world is Semitic.
Oh, the majority of the world is Semitic.
I can't really think about that.
Yes, the majority of the races in the earth are Semitic.
Right.
And then you have Ishmael and Isaac. Ishmael's the Arabs, and from there you have all those Arab races, all right? So all this Muslim hate, they say is anti-Muslim. Muslim is a religion.
Right.
Muslim is not a race.
Right.
They're Arabs, all right, the so-called Arabs. That's Ishmaelites. And then you have Isaac, and then you have the promise, which goes through Isaac into Jacob,
that's
all right?
Right?
So here you have Jacob and Esau. And, yeah, you know what? Amalek, what's his name? Rothstein or whatever the hell his name was, all right? I don't remember.
Stein?
I don't know. One of the Steins, all right? He is our brother.
Right.
By blood. He is our brother by blood. But he is not chosen and counted for the seed.
That's right.
God said, Esau have I hated, all right, but Jacob have I loved. Edomites, Caucasians, Idumea, and then Jacob. So clearly, you cannot be anti-Semitic when you make a statement just to identify yourself in your proper lineage.
Right.
You cannot be anti-Semitic. It doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And you have this banning and this censorship. You know, they talk about people need to educate themselves, right? People need to educate themselves. Let's, hey, can we pull up that graphic? I know we started posting it on social. Bishop Nathaniel, he put the demands. Y'all need to be. You know how they want to make Kyrie and Yee and all of them sit down with Jewish leaders to educate themselves on these atrocities? Mm-hmm. Let's put that up there, all right? They need to sit down with Bishop Nathaniel.
It's like when Kyrie even said it. He said, you guys are so focused on your Holocaust. He said, okay, I want you to keep that same energy when it comes to what has been done to my people.
Mm-hmm.
When the other conversations come up, keep that same energy.
I don't think I'm going to have time to get to it today. We'll see. But I was going to address that piece of it also, all right?
I like one thing that Yee said. It said, whenever black people, we have to explain ourselves as far as our religion. Why do we have to explain our religion, our monetary gains, well, everything? We have to. Why do we have to do that? And this is heavy, what this image here.
Right. So check this out. It says, IUIC has delivered to the Brooklyn Nets. Right, because this is what they said to Kyrie. He finally said, all right, I'll just say I'm sorry to this and whatever. Mm-hmm. And they said, you know what? Nah, that's not enough, Nuka.
Right.
That's not enough. They say we got to make an example of this guy.
Full submission.
You let one of them speak. We ain't going to get the rest of them to calm down.
Right.
They might even get them Latinos speaking up if we let this thing go unchecked. All right?
The light skins.
They're going to get the light skins acting up. It says these are the is it 8 items? It's 10. So we got to fix our graphic, man.
It's like 9.
Yeah, it's 10. I think. No, scroll down. How many did we put? It's 10.
Yeah,
we got to fix the top. We said 8 items for Kyrie Irving to return to the Nets. But, hey, so, right, it says apologize and condemn all movies promoting Caucasians or Jews. They are not. Mm. They are Semitic.
Right.
They are.
I got to say that real quick because if they screen this, maybe, who knows, maybe they cut us anyway. I'm not saying that they're not Semitic. I'm not anti-Semitic. They are Semitic. We just showed that on the breakdown, all right? Mm-hmm. They are Semitic. They are just not the Jews that the Bible speaks of.
That's right.
And that's not anti-Semitic, so you can't cover that in that. All right? The $500K to Israelite causes, all right? You can send that to Israel at IsraelUnite.org on PayPal. Sensitivity training for the crafty counsel that you've taken against our people. Learn the etymology and origin of the word Semitism and Semitic. Mm. Meet with IUIC and Israelite leaders. Have a sit down with Bishop Nathaniel and our leadership. Mm. All right. Josiah must donate 5% of all his earnings to black families. All right. I think that's the owner, right, of the Nets. Meet with Bishop Nathaniel to demonstrate understanding. All right. Keel O'Neill, Charles Barkley, and Shannon Sharp must publicly apologize for being coons and bootlickers against Kyrie Irving and other black players. All right. And for being a disgrace to your Semitic heritage. The ADL and SPLC must remove all propaganda from all forms of media and publicly apologize to Israelites for disseminating false information. All right? The NBA must have sensitivity training to stand against unjust rhetoric against black players.
Damn.
Okay? So they need to sit down and have this dialogue.
Right.
And then maybe we can have a starting point of some sort of discussion where we could start to set things right according to what the Most High has set up, all right? According to what the Most High has set up. Now, let me go back to we had Jews and Jewish. Damn, I wanted to get to the other stuff I had, man. I might not even get to the Herod stuff unless I jump around. I don't know. Nope, go to the other one. What else we got? I gave you another one. Jews. All right, let's look at Jews. So this is what they say, Jews. Go ahead, read that.
Jews. Jews or Jewish people are an ethno-religious group and nation originating from the Israelites.
All right, so this is false. You can say Jews, but Jewish people do not originate from the Israelites, okay? They originate from Shem. There is a difference. Come on.
Even they made a difference between Jew and Jewish.
Yes. But this never used to read this way, all right? They threw it in there to say Israelites and all of that because of the work that we've been doing as a body, as a nation, all right? Right. Come on, read.
Hebrews of historical.
Right. It never used to say Israelites and Hebrews, okay? Come on.
Of historical Israel and Judah.
That is incorrect. Okay, come on.
Jewish ethnicity, nationhood, and religion are strongly interrelated, as Judaism is the ethnic religion of the Jewish people, although its observance varies from strict to none.
Right, so what we have is a heritage, not a religion. So what they are doing is it is Esau following our heritage, and they're holding it as a religion. Now get Judaism, because it mentions that. Come on. We had it up there. Move with me. Read that real quick.
Judaism. Where's it? Comprising the collective religions.
No, is an Abrahamic monotheistic. Come on.
Judaism is an Abrahamic monotheistic and ethnic religion comprising the collective religious, cultural, and legal tradition and civilization of the Jewish people.
Now, the part that I want from this is it says monotheistic. Monotheistic means one God.
Right.
Right? There's no other gods beside him. Mm-hmm. Okay? Notice that they said that. They also said it's an ethnic religion. Mm. So where is this fallacy that they tell you? Because the other thing that you're hearing them say is, hey, if you want to be, well, then Michael Rapaport, Bo, if you want to be Jew, come to Shabbat dinner, mm. right? We'll accept you mm. if you do it as a religion. But if it's an ethnic thing, how are they accepting converts? When you read in it, and I didn't have it with me today. I want to read how they have Goyim and how they're supposed to treat people, but nobody's going against them and saying
yes.
they're anti-Semitic for what they say about these other nations, right? Keep reading. There's a part I want to get to with Yahwism.
It has its roots as an organized religion in the Middle East during the Bronze Age.
Okay, now listen to what it says about modern Judaism. Come on.
Modern Judaism evolved from Yahwism.
Yahwism. We're going to get to that in a second. Come on.
The religion of ancient Israel and Judah.
That's not true. Look at how they're going to shame the scriptures when they say this. Let's bring up Yahwism, all right? I think I had sent it too, if not just Yahwism. So first they said, Judaism is monotheistic,
mm-hmm.
but then they say it descends from Yahwism. I had never heard this before until I started researching for the show. Look at what Yahwism is.
Yahwism is the name given by modern scholars to the religion of ancient
Israel. Look at how they're trying to smear the Israelites. Come on.
Yahwism was essentially polytheistic.
Polytheistic. Wait a second.
Right.
So Judaism is monotheistic, and it was the religion of the Israelites, they say. But they said modern Judaism is based on Yahwism, which is polytheistic, meaning many gods.
Right.
Do you see the contradictions in their BS and their supposed doctrinal purity of what they're preaching and what they put out? It says it's polytheistic. And read on.
With a plethora.
With a plethora. Whenever I think about it, I think about the three amigos. I freaking love that. I'm aging myself with that. The three amigos. What was his name? The freaking bad guy? Oh, I can't remember right now, but he was talking to him and he said, we have a lot of piñatas for you. Would you say I have a plethora of piñatas? And he said, yes, Jaife, we have a plethora of piñatas. He said, do you know what a plethora is? He said, no. Why you say have a plethora? It means many. It means many. A plethora means many. Whenever I see plethora, I think of... I got to watch that movie again. That was one of my childhood favorites, The Three Amigos. With a plethora of what?
Of gods.
And
goddesses.
So wait a second. Is it monotheistic? They're telling you that modern Judaism is based on Yahwism. Go back to that real quick so people don't lose the point. Come on.
Modern Judaism evolved from Yahwism. The religion of ancient Israel and Judah.
The ancient religion of Israel was not... Polytheistic gods. Now, if they want to say of the idolatry that we were in, maybe they're blurring the lines here, but that's not true. Go back to Yahwism. Come on.
The Lord our God is one God.
Right.
Woo.
Read that again. Yahwism.
Yahwism is the name given by modern scholars to the religion of ancient Israel.
Read.
Yahwism was essentially polytheistic.
So the first they say Judaism is monotheistic, but then they say modern Judaism is based on Yahwism, which is polytheistic, which means there's many gods and goddesses. Come on.
With a plethora of gods and goddesses.
Read.
Headed the pantheon was Yahweh, the national god of the Israelite kingdoms of Israel and Judah.
So... Remember, it says, God in the Bible says, there's no God with me.
Right.
He says, it's just me alone. Come on, read.
With his consort.
So now they're saying he has a consort in Judaism. Come on.
The goddess Asherah.
What? You have the goddess Asherah. Come on.
And second-tier gods and goddesses such as Baal, Shamash, Yarik, Mat, and Astarte. All of whom had their own priests and prophets and numbered royalty among their Devotee.
Jump down to where it says contrary and see what they say. Look at that. Contrary.
Contrary to the picture presented in the Hebrew Bible, the temple in Jerusalem was not the sole or even central temple of Yahweh.
Listen. So the point that I wanted to bring in this is to show you that, because you got some knuckleheads amongst our people saying, oh, well, you know, the Jewish people, they preserved our religion. It literally just said that modern Judaism is based on this BS.
Right.
Letting you know that that goes into what they said, where they hate God. They lifted up the head and they put themselves and they put fake gods in place. And listen, this is why I say it's not a black or white thing. It's an Israelite thing.
Right.
That's what it is.
And no, they're not keeping anything remotely like what our heritage is according to the Bible.
Right.
Zero. None of it. None of it. They've mixed polytheism with this whole setup. You were going to say something?
No, go ahead.
There was something else that we had. Yeah, talk.
Our people will get caught up reading this without having any foundation built on the Bible. And that's why they come up to camps and they start talking as if they have an understanding, but it's not built on knowledge. A lot of times we have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge.
Get me the picture that I had of the definition of Semite, and then I also want the definition of Jewish, so we can see the difference. All right. No, oh yeah, we'll get Israeli in a second too. All right. Come on, bro. I put it up. It says Semite.
No, that's Israeli.
Oh my goodness. No, I have Semite. Yep. I'm looking right at it. I have a picture of Semite. It was right after Yahwism and right after the definition of Jewish from Webster.
It's a black and white. It's a black screenshot.
It's a black screenshot.
It's a black screenshot.
Semite.
Right there. Left, right.
That's
there.
It? That's the one?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Read that real quick.
Semite. Noun. A member of any of the peoples who speak or spoke a Semitic language.
So any of those people, come on.
Including, in particular, the Jews and Arabs.
In particular, the Jews and Arabs.
Damn.
So what is this anti? You cannot be anti-Semitic. So are you telling me, so you know that they say that the Arabs are anti-Semitic because they speak against the so-called Jews.
If they were, that's the definition of self-hate if that was the case.
Well, yes. So we cannot be anti-Semitic in that regard. Get the definition of Jewish from Webster that I had sent over. I'm looking at the stuff that I sent. I had a whole bunch of stuff.
That one?
No, that's not it. Jewish. We're going to read that after you read. Actually, let's read that first, and then we read the definition of Jewish. Go ahead, read that.
Jews originated as an ethnic and religious group in the Middle East during the second millennium BCE, before Common Era, in a part of the Levant known as the Land of Israel. The Merneptah Stele of ancient Egypt appears to confirm the existence of a people of Israel somewhere in Canaan.
Right, so for the Kemetic community that tries to say that, you know, the Israelites did not exist in their own literature of ancient Egypt, it acknowledges Israelites, right? Come on.
Somewhere in Canaan, as far back as the 13th
meaning
century.
Meaning they acknowledge that bloodline, that heritage. Come on.
BCE. The Israelites, Canaanite population.
But remember, it's not Canaan, because Canaan is dealing with Ham, but letting you know what. How the hell did they go from black to white? You look at a Canaan map, that's in Africa.
Right.
Because some people say Middle East, and they say, okay, they were brown, right? But no, that's in Africa. And they're letting you know that they came out from that region. This says it's an outgrowth of the Canaanite population, all right? It's an outgrowth of the Canaanite population. That's all that I wanted on that. Let's go now to the definition of Jewish. What they really are is Jewish.
It's a dictionary.
Webster. Yeah, get Jewish, and then we'll get the Israeli picture.
It's a Webster.
I sent it as a link.
Yep. It's a Merriam-Webster.
I sent it as a link. Jewish.
Jewish. Adjective. Of, relating to, or characteristic of the Jews.
Right. So notice they added also being a Jew. But Jewish means it's like a Jew, all right? Of or relating to or characteristic of it, meaning rolling in that behavior. I'm showing this to set this up as I go into some more scriptures in a moment. Let's get the picture of Israeli. It's coming out a little different than I had originally wanted. We got videos and all that. Like I said, Lord's will, we do the part two, and, you know, we might recap some of it and go back, all right? Read that.
Israeli. citizen of the state of Israel.
They don't call themselves Jews over there. They call themselves Israelis. And all that simply is citizens. That means that they know that they're not the people. Come on.
From 1948.
Why? Because the Balfour Declaration. That's when they put them in that land. Come on.
From Israel plus Hebrew national designation. Also used in English as the adjective, distinguishes the citizens of the modern state from the ancients. People who had been known in English since 14C as Israelites.
Letting you know that the Israelites are not there today.
Right.
They are called Israelis. They are citizens, all right? Yeah. It distinguishes, no bombs, nothing. It distinguishes the citizens of the modern state.
Right.
Who lives there now from the ancient people who had been known to live there as the Israelites? It is not the same thing. And that's not anti-Semitic to say that. That's in their scholarly works.
Right.
That's in their...
I got you. I got you. That was you?
What were you going to say?
That's a comparison with, like, you look at Americans in America.
Right.
The ancients of America, it was originally the Native Americans, yes. Northern Kingdom were the ones that were originally here.
Mm.
So it's the same thing as that's happening on this side of the earth.
Bro.
Hey, D.
Yeah.
And that's also going to show when Kyrie said that reading is powerful, because when you do your research, they were in Poland before they were even in the land of Israel.
Right. Right.
They didn't go into slavery on ships. They went into slavery on a train.
Oh, that was the other part I wanted to mention, and maybe I have it in my notes for later or next show, but they're always talking about the Holocaust.
Right.
And they hold to that as if that's the thing that justifies them being Israelites. They won't say Israelites, remember, because they want the name of Israel to not be in remembrance.
Right.
That's why they will say that they're Jewish, all right? Or they'll go so far as to say that they're Jews, which would really mean from the tribe of Judah, which we know they are not, because clearly the Bible says what Christ looked like and what he descended from. They have none of those type of characteristics, nor do they fit the curses that the Bible speaks of. But they hang on to the Holocaust because they do not meet the other curses in Deuteronomy 28. And what you read in Deuteronomy 28 is not the same thing that happened in the Holocaust.
Right.
And listen, I'm not, for the sake of not being cut off of the show, right, I'm not going to say that the Holocaust didn't happen. I'm just going to say that it's not the same thing as the curses that you read in Deuteronomy 28, all right? Yes. I'm just trying to use wisdom in that regard. Then they say, oh, you're a Holocaust denier. How come people got to go and be educated on the Holocaust when you make a statement to reclaim your identity, but where's the sensitivity training where they come and they learn about the captivities that they had us in?
Right.
Right. Where does that come into play? And I'm not even saying if we say that we're Israelites, but when something racial happens against a black or Hispanic, and they call us niggas and spicks.
Right.
Where is the training that says that? Where's the outrage that requires them to come with black and Hispanic leaders to show them our history,
right,
and how our land was stolen from us, how we were conquered over here, how we were brought all over the world in slave ships to work in slave labor, how they raped and pillaged our villages and our women.
They're trying to remove it from the books that they teach.
They're trying
school.
To remove it. They don't even want to teach the critical race theory thing. That falls under that geist.
Right.
But the prerequisite for when you make a statement to reclaim your identity is come and learn about the Holocaust.
That's you know what the magicians, they say, don't look over here, look over here.
Yep.
That's what.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let me get Psalms 2 and 1. I'm gonna try to go through this as fast as I can. I might jump around a little bit and then just re-hit it next episode, because I want to get to the point with Herod and show you this, that it's again, it's not a black or white thing, all right? It's other tribes that were involved. It's other peoples. Go ahead. Let's read this real quick.
The book of Psalms, chapter 2 and verse 1. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing?
Right. So the heathen is the other nations that are not Israel, okay? And the people imagine a vain thing is going into the Israelites. Let's get that quick. Acts 4:25. I'm going to try to read through this quickly because I want to read the excerpts from Herod before we cut off. Uh-huh.
The book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 25. Who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things?
So he's reading Psalms. Come on, we're going to read down to verse 28 in Acts. Come on.
The kings of the earth stood up and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For of a truth against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate.
Come on.
With the Gentiles and the people of Israel.
And the people of Israel, come on.
Were gathered together.
They were gathered together. Read on until the end of 28.
For to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be
discerned. That's verse 28. Now, let's get back to Psalms 2. And now we're going to read 1 through 3.
The book of Psalms, chapter 2 and verse 1. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing?
Uh-huh.
The kings of the earth set themselves.
That's what we read in Psalms 83, okay? They were confederate. They took a crafty counsel. Come on.
And the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying,
uh-huh,
let us break their bands asunder.
And the bands is talking about reclaiming our identity, showing that it's Judah and Israel. It's not just so-called black as a color that they say, but it's dealing with the so-called Hispanics and the native indigenous. Come on.
Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us.
Let's get that in Zechariah 11 and 14 to show what their bands, their cords are. And how long is the video that the anti-Semitism is a trick? How long is that?
I'll tell you right now. Go ahead.
The book of Zechariah, chapter 11 and verse 14. Then I cut asunder mine other staff,
uh-huh,
even bands, that I might break the brotherhood.
The bands, the staff is what you read in Ezekiel 37. We're not going to get to that today. I have too many scriptures, and we got like 20 minutes left. I'm probably going to run a little over because I want to make this point about Herod at least. And then when we do part two, we'll pick up and go over this a little more in order the way I had it. All right? Read that again, Zechariah 11, 14.
Then I cut asunder mine other staff,
uh-huh,
even bands, that I might break the brotherhood between Judah and Israel.
That I might break the brotherhood between Judah and Israel. And this is why I said the light skin's got to speak. It's not a black or white thing, all right?
That's
we
right.
Got to bring out the whole thing and the whole agenda. They're not just speaking against so-called black America. They're speaking against so-called Hispanic, Latino America.
Right.
They're speaking against the Gadites, all right, which is the Native Americans. All those that are scattered and meet those curses. It's important that we realize that because in the midst of other Judites talking against Kyrie and Ye and us by extension, all right, you also have Northern Kingdom that'll make some silly statements in regard to what's being said. But you must reclaim your identity as well, all right? Part of their crafty counsel and agenda was to come up with this anti-Semitic BS, this trope to catch all for anything that tries to bring the identity back,
right,
that tries to show the brotherhood, all right, that tries to bring that out. Show me that anti-Semitic video real quick. You posted it up, Soldier. Get that up there, all right? Bishop has used this in the past. This has come out in various classes, all right? Bring that out real quick. This is on YouTube. Good, it's short. It's only a minute 27. I'll try to be quiet so we can bring this out. This is part of what we just read in Psalms 2, what we read earlier in Psalms 83, what we read in Zechariah 11, all right? Because they want to keep us thinking that we're something else so that we don't come together in unity as the 12 tribes as the Bible speaks of, because that's the beginning of the end for them. Mm. Go ahead. Play it.
Yours is a voice of criticism we don't often hear in the United States. Often when there is dissent expressed in the United States against policies of the Israeli government, people here are called anti-Semitic. What is your response to that as an Israeli Jew?
Stop. She said, what is your response when people are against the Israeli government and the decisions that they make, right? And Israelis are anti-Semitic because look at what they're doing to the people in Palestine.
Right.
And they're Semitic also. Arabs are Semitic. So Israelis are anti-Semitic as well, then, if that's the case.
Mm.
Come on.
It's a trick. We
Stop.
Always...
She said it's a trick. She said anti-Semitism is a trick. It's a crafty counsel. It is a crafty counsel. She says it is a trick. Run it back just a few seconds.
What is your response to that as an Israeli Jew?
Well, it's a trick. We always use it. When from Europe somebody is criticizing Israel, then we bring up the Holocaust. When in this country people are criticizing Israel, then they are anti-Semitic. And the organization is strong and has a lot of money.
Stop. She's saying those organizations like the ADL, the SPLC, all the others that are like this pro-Jewish type of organizations, she said they're strong and they have a lot of money. The Jewish media has a lot of influence. Come on.
and the ties between Israel and the American Jewish establishment are very strong, and they are strong in this country. As you know, they have power, which it's okay. They are talented people, and they have power, money, and media, and other things. And their attitude is Israel, my country, right or wrong. They identify fiction. And they are not ready to hear criticism. And it's very easy to blame people who criticize certain acts of the Israeli government as anti-Semitic and to bring up the Holocaust and the suffering of the Jewish people. And that justifies everything we do to the Palestinians.
They cry victim.
She heard that. She said that justifies everything we do to the Palestinians.
Right.
They cry victim. They take away from the real agenda and the real things that are there. And then you cry into that.
She said they have power with the media and the news and all that. Yeah. So Ye isn't crazy.
No, he's not.
Our brother Ye ain't crazy.
No.
Ye chosen.
This heathen here, this Amalekite, is letting you know who has power. So she's backing up with what Ye is saying.
So,
and they also have the Jewish Defense League behind them as well.
All right. So let me try to get through this. All right. I want to get through this before we cut off. We're going to go a little longer today. Stay with us. All right. And then we'll probably redo some of this when I can do it in order, because I got so many more that I didn't get to go through. But I want to hit certain points before we sign off today. All right. Let's get Revelation 2 and 9. All right. Let's get Revelation 2 and 9.
All night for this one.
Let's get Revelation 2 and 9. All right. So Ephraim mentioned it. We're going to talk about this. If you've been watching the classes in leadership, maybe some of this might sound familiar. All right. We're going to talk about this real quick, because let me show you the trick that they've done. All right. I'm going to show you the trick that they've done. I'm going to show you biblically, and I'm going to show you by biblical scholars that what Ye is saying, what Kyrie is saying, what we've been saying for forever, all right, is accurate. Okay, and there is proof behind it. They're so big on if somebody says something, making sure you get educated, listen and watch. Right? I haven't even spoken about the brother's movie, Hebrews to Negroes, and the statement he put out and stuff like that. All right, let's get this. Revelation 2 and 9.
The book of Revelation, chapter 2 and verse 9. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty. But thou art rich.
Right. It's talking to the real Israelites here. Come on.
And I know the blasphemy.
He says, I know the blasphemy. Come
on. Of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan.
Right. So you have certain groups out there now trying to say that this is talking about other Israelites. Right. That is not the case. All right. I'm going to give you some scriptures that prove that in a moment. But let's continue to read on, because who is this synagogue of Satan? The blasphemy of them that say they are Jews and are not. Come on.
Verse 10. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer.
Come on.
Behold, the devil.
So now he calls them the devil. Come on.
Shall cast some of you into prison.
Who had power in this time to cast anybody into prison? Who had power? We're going to come back to that in a moment. All right. Go ahead. Read on.
That ye may be tried.
Because the Israelites, if this is Israelites talking about other Israelites, did not have power to cast anybody into prison in those times. Come on. Read.
And ye shall have tribulation 10 days.
Uh-huh.
Be thou faithful unto death. Give thee a crown of light.
So it uses the term blaspheme, to let you know how serious this offense is. All right. Let's get Revelation 13 and 6.
The book of Revelation, chapter 13 and verse 6.
I'm going to show you what the blasphemy is, all right? Come on.
And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name.
How does he blaspheme his name? By calling themselves the Israelites. That's saying they are the Jews. Come on.
And his tabernacle.
Because who's his name? Israel, the Israelites. Come on.
And them that dwell in heaven.
And who's his tabernacle? The Israelites are his tabernacle. All right? And then, excuse me, that dwell in heaven. They blaspheme his name. Let's get Numbers 6 and 27. Numbers 6 and 27. Don't worry about that. Come on.
Chapter 6, verse 27. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel.
So when they blaspheme his name, when they say that they're the Israelites, they're blaspheming against God, because God's name is on the children of Israel. It means prince with the power, all right? Come on.
and I will bless them.
And God said, I will bless them. Let's get Ephesians 3, 14 and 15. Ephesians 3, 14 and 15.
Of Ephesians chapter 3 verse 14. Freedom? For this cause I bow my knee unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Come on, our Lord.
Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named.
Like you just read in number 6 and 27. That is named. In Isaac shall thy seed be called. Watch this. Amos 3 and 1. Amos 3 and 1.
The book of Amos chapter 3 and verse 1. Hear this word that the Lord hath spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt.
Right, so the topic here is Israel against the whole family which I brought up from Egypt. Come on.
Saying, you only have I known.
He said, you only. This is why it's blasphemy for anybody else to say that he is. You only have I known. Come on.
Of all the families of the earth.
Of all those families. Of that chart which all the nations that God has named is in that chart. He says Israel is the only one he's known. Come on.
Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquities.
He said, I will punish you, Israel, for all your iniquities, because he has only known us of all the families. Now, let's get back to Revelation 2 and read verse 9 through 10 again.
The book of Revelation, chapter 2 and verse 9. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not.
He said, but I know the blasphemy of them that say they are Jews and are not. Come on.
But are the synagogue of Satan.
But are the synagogue of Satan. Come on.
Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer.
He says, fear none of those things that thou shalt suffer. What?
Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison.
Let's get who had power to cast into prison. Actually, before we get that, read Revelation 1. And I think it's 10, or is it 9? No, read 9. Come on.
The book of Revelation, chapter 1 and verse 9.
Come on.
I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos.
Patmos was a prison island where prisoners were sent. Come on.
For the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ.
He was locked up for teaching the true testimony. For the word of God and Christ. This is why in verse 10, Christ is saying about the devil that will cast some of you into prison. Who had that power? Let's get Matthew 14 and 1. 14 and 1, we're going to read 1 through 3.
The book of St. Matthew, chapter 14.
Don't forget in Acts 4, 25 through 28, we read who was part of those kings of the earth and the heathen. Mm-hmm. One of them was Herod. Okay, come on, read.
St. Matthew 14, verse 1.
Uh-huh.
At that time, Herod, the tetrarch, heard of the fame of Jesus.
Heard of the, we're honing in on who is that synagogue of Satan? Who are the ones that blaspheme? Come on, read.
And said unto his servants, this is John the Baptist. He is risen from the dead, and therefore mighty works do show forth themselves.
This is the same
him.
John we just read in Revelation. Come on.
For Herod had laid hold on John.
For who?
Herod had laid hold on John.
And did what?
And bound him.
Come on.
And put him in prison.
We just read in Revelation 2 and 10, who's that synagogue of Satan? It says the devil will cast you into prison. So it's not talking about Israelites talking about other Israelites. It's talking about another nation that's professing to be the Jews. Read that again.
For Herod had laid hold on John and bound him and put him in prison for Herodias' sake. His brother Philip's wife.
For Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife. Her name was Herodias. Mm. So he had locked him up in those prison houses. All right? Now, let me get Revelation 3 and 9.
The book of Revelation, chapter 3 and verse 9.
Uh-huh.
Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet. And to know that I have loved thee.
So, somebody might try to argue Revelation 2, 9, and 10, even though we just brought that out. But Revelation 3, 9 says the same thing. And if it's talking about Israelites having beef among Israelites, where's the prophecy that says Israelites would worship at the feet of other Israelites? You cannot find that. Mm. That is not in the Bible. But you do find this prophecy. Let's get Isaiah 60 and 13.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 60 and verse 13. The glory of Lebanon shall come unto thee.
So it starts talking about other nations, all right? Remember, there's a whole confederacy against us. Come on, read.
The fir tree, the pine tree, and the box together to beautify the place of my sanctuary, and I will make the place of my feet glorious.
Read on.
The sons also of them that afflicted thee.
Who were the sons of them that afflicted us? It starts with Edom. We read that in Psalms 83. It starts with Edom. Nowhere in Psalms 83 did you read that it was going to be the other Israelites, okay? It says Psalms 83 is talking about that. It says the sons of them that afflicted thee shall what?
Shall come bending unto thee.
They will come and worship at thy feet, those that say they are Jews and are not. Come on.
And all they that despise thee shall bow themselves down at the soles of thy feet, and they shall call thee the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel.
That also goes with Wisdom of Solomon 5, where it says, these are they that we sometimes had in derision. How are they numbered among the children of God? So it's showing you very specifically who is that synagogue of Satan. So now, let me get the book. What were you going to say?
Can I add one more?
What are you going to add?
Amos chapter 9. Verse 9?
Nope. I'm going there next time. I have it.
Okay.
That's why I have the picture of the shirt.
Okay.
Because we're going to go from that all the way through verse 12.
We're going to go back through Revelation?
We're going to have to.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm just rushing through it to try to get it tonight. But
you.
I have
yes,
Amos.
Yes,
look,
sir.
I got Amos. I got Acts 15. But I
yes,
got a bunch
sir. Yes,
more.
Sir.
Got
no,
a bunch
no, no,
more.
No. Let's do it. Let's do
I
it.
I got a bunch more. I got
Ow.
A bunch more. You're in the spirit, though. You're in the spirit. All right. Because I got to make that point to flow to make the connection I want to make with Amos.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
But my point is I want to show you who that synagogue of Satan is. This is not anti-Semitic. I showed you biblically who it was. But some people may still have in their mind that Herod was an Israelite.
Mm.
That Herod, it comes from Jacob, but that is not the case. All right, so show the cover first of what book this is. All right, come on.
Who's who in the Bible?
This is the who's who in the Bible. All right, go ahead.
The Old Testament and the Apocrypha.
So I forgot how I snagged this one, but I snagged it. I don't know if I got it on Amazon or my wife might have bought it like at Goodwill. Sometimes you find treasures at Goodwill. I'll tell you.
Yes.
But I got this one somehow, and you'll find them out there in circulation still, but not a lot of them have the Apocrypha, all right? So this is the who's who. This is Bible scholars who identify different places, even some events, in the scriptures. So we just read biblically, and if the Bible's not enough for you, and you want to say we're being anti-Semitic by showing who these people are, let's show you what the Bible says. Now, so if we know Herod, according to Revelation 2, 9, and 10, is the devil that had power to cast us into prison, then that would, by extension, let you know that they are that synagogue of Satan, right? Go ahead, come on. Go and read that first excerpt.
Herod the Great, king of the Jews, 37 to 4 B.C.
All right, so Herod the Great, king of the Jews, 37 through 4 B.C. Come on, read. I didn't take a great picture.
Through his political acumen and his consummate diplomacy, Herod extended his authority from Galilee to become ruler of all the Jewish territories and, when in Rome in the year 40 B.C., was appointed king of Judea.
Right, so, okay, well, where's the bombs here? There's nothing crazy here going on yet, right?
Right.
Look at what it says.
Although Herod liked to be regarded as a true Jew.
This is Bible scholars. Although Herod liked to be regarded as a true Jew, come on.
In spite of his Edomites.
Wait.
And that sounds familiar.
Wait,
Linda.
Linda. Listen, Linda. Wait. That can't be there. That's anti-Semitic.
Right.
That synagogue of Satan. That they are Jews and are not. Read that again. Although
Herod liked to be regarded as a true Jew.
Has said that I am a Jew, but do lie. Come on.
In spite of his Edomites ancestors.
Edomites are not the Jews. They are not the Jews. That is from the Bible. That's from the who's who. That's Bible scholars that understand this.
Right.
So why do you have dumb Christian groups? Why do you have these anti-defamation leagues and SPLC saying that we're anti-Semitic when clearly the Bible tells you, backed up by Bible scholars, who that synagogue of Satan is?
There's an impossible. Well, we're not done. We're going to continue to read this. All right? Come on, read.
He had much sympathy with Greek culture and literature. He was a great builder.
Well, he's going to tell you why he was a great builder, though. Come on.
Not only of the temple in Jerusalem and the shrine above the patriarchal cave of Mecopa.
It's not because he was some devout Jew. Come on.
In Hebron and his many palace fortresses at Samaria, Jericho, Bethlehem, Masada, Machaerus, and the Antonia fortress in Jerusalem, but also of other monuments as far as afield as Damascus, Antioch, and Byblos.
Come on, keep reading.
Herod was a clever politician.
He was clever or crafty. Come on.
Consistently backed by the Romans.
Consistently backed by the Romans, okay? When you read in Revelations, when John is referring, he's referring to the Romans, which were Edomites, which Herod was as well. Come on.
And an efficient but unpredictable ruler. Absolutely unscrupulous.
Uh-huh.
Where his own interests and security were involved.
Meaning that he had no morality when it came to his own interests of his own family and maintaining his own power. Come on.
And absolutely merciless when he felt his own safety was threatened.
Right. And he said that he was merciless when he felt his own safety was threatened. Keep reading.
He executed one of his wives and two of his sons.
Uh-huh.
He has been described as an unhappy man with two souls. The one of a modern man of Hellenistic culture, but with a longing to retire into the desert. His castles are all on the borders of the wilderness.
Uh-huh.
And the other soul, that of a ruler with messianic aspirations.
That goes into they lifted up the head. They want to see themselves and sit as if they are God.
Right.
Now you're getting some context as to why there was all this was being spoken of, all right? Because Herod was the figurehead of the Edomite race that was perpetrating our faith, our heritage, right? Come on, read.
Perhaps to mitigate.
Remember, they said he was a great builder, but it was not because he had aspirations to do right for the Israelites. Come on.
It was perhaps to mitigate his unpopularity.
Because he was not popular, so what did he do?
That he built the temple.
He died. He built the temple to try to alleviate and appease the rest of the Jews that were in Jerusalem. Okay.
Tried to give a gift.
He tried to give a gift to destroy the heart. Go ahead. He died in the year now. No, we don't need that. Get the next page that I sent you. Get the next page. Come on. Oh, my wife just confirmed it was Goodwill that she got me this way. It was like $4 too. Okay. So he died. Let me see, for the sake of time. No, keep reading. We got to keep reading this part. And we'll have to run this back a little bit. Maybe we'll just start the show with this next week, and we'll lead into more of the stuff we want to bring out. But go ahead. Come on.
And we know from the first gospel that Jesus was born in his reign. Herod is described on the arrival of
the... So the first gospel is Matthew, right? And that's when you read about what he did. Come on.
Is described on the arrival of the wise men in Jerusalem.
Uh-huh.
As sending them to Bethlehem with instructions to return with news of the child of born king of the Jews, the title given by Rome to Herod himself.
Right, so Rome called him the king of the Jews. So remember, it said about he was unscrupulous, okay, and without mercy when it came to his own aspirations. Now they have this child who's being called the king of the Jews.
Right.
You read that in Matthew 1. That's what it really means when it says Matthew 1:21, he will save his people from their sins,
so
right?
Didn't they give Christ that title as well?
Yes. Well, they get it as a mockery, though.
Right. But I'm saying
right. Right. They did it as a mockery when they crucified him. But prophetically, he was and is the king of the Jews.
Right.
Come on.
The murderous massacre of the innocents at Bethlehem.
This is the synagogue of Satan that say they are Jews but are not. Come on.
Following his discovery of his deception by the wise men.
All right. Let's jump to on their departure.
On their departure, Joseph was warned in a dream of Herod's intention to destroy the child. Joseph's flight to Egypt with Mary and the child was rapidly followed by the massacre of all children of 2 years old and under within the district and town of Bethlehem.
And next week we'll go into the Matthew 2:13-14 where it talks about how they fled to Egypt to hide, which Egypt's Africa, so it goes to show you, you know, that they were dark-skinned Hebrew people. Let's go to the next page. I'm rushing through this. Is that the one that I had? Okay. Yes. Okay.
Herod sprung from a hero. Herod was the family name of the senior officer in the court of the Hasmonean prince.
So now we're going to, because up until this point, we haven't shown you biblically who Herod is. People still haven't got, what is this? This say that they're Jews and are not. This synagogue of Satan, that's called the devil, right? We showed you biblically that it's Herod. We showed you that Herod was an Edomite. Now we're going to go more into it wasn't just one man. There was a line, and there's a history. This is the shorthand version. This has been gone through in Israel, in IUIC, at great lengths before, but, you know, this repetition creates retention, so we got to keep bringing this stuff out, right? Go ahead, read.
Name of the senior officer in the court of the Hasmonean prince, Hycranus II, called Antipater, in the year 63 BC.
Come on.
He was the military governor of Idumea, called Edom in the Old Testament.
They were Idumeans, called Edom in the Old Testament. Come on.
The Idumeans had been conquered by John Hycranus.
Who was an Israelite. Come on.
In about 120 BC. And forcibly converted to Judaism.
Again, for the sake of time, I'm not bringing it out. Why? Because it was our custom when we took anybody captive, if we kept them alive, they had to follow our customs, right? That goes into the stranger that's within thy gates.
Right.
And there was rules and things that we had to do biblically. One of them was, is they had to follow our rules and our customs. So they were converted to Judaism. This is why they're that synagogue of Satan that say they are Jews and are not. And through the process of time and us being under those curses, this is where you get the lie today. And this is all Ye and Kyrie are trying to say. They're bringing out this history that they want you to hide, but it's so plainly available if you just read with that superpower of reading. It's plain. Did I have any other ones that I sent? We'll read more on that later. All right? Like I said, when we go into it tomorrow. Did I have any other pages? Did I bring you any other pages? No, was that it?
Yes, sir.
That was it on that. That was it on that. So.
Breathe.
Bro, I got so much more that I just didn't get into in the scripture. We're going to read this again, Lord's will, next show, all right? We're going to touch on this a little more. We've showed you who that synagogue of Satan. This is why I say it's not a black or white thing. It's an Israelite thing.
That's right.
And they're not the Israelites.
That's
they are the Edomites. They are the Idumeans. Through conversion that they've carried this thing on, all right? There's more there as you read down, which we'll do on next week's show, that shows the lineage that kept that alive. So those that you see today, those are converts of Judaism. They descend from the Herodian line. You have the Khazars also, and there's a history from that that goes ahead and that shows you that stuff. We got to stop just making it. Listen, we're going to speak that way because, like I said, that's colloquially, meaning that's the common speak that people understand. You're going to speak in terms of color. All right. But it's about a bloodline. It's about a seed. OK, it's according to the flesh who are Israelites that meet those curses, that have that identity. And guess what? The light skins are part of that, too.
That's right.
The light skins are part of that, too, because Jeremiah 12:9
right.
tells you that we're that speckled bird. All right. Like what Officer Ephraim said when he said about he said, we are people of color. That means many colors.
Right. Hey.
That means many colors. Hey, and that reinforces the one where it says, that will not wax pale, meaning we're going to be a people of colors,
mm-hmm.
right? Again, that's symbolic of Joseph and his many-colored coat,
right?
And I didn't get into it. We were going to go into the scattered, the diaspora, and how that happened. We got to go into Revelation 7. I got a lot. That's what I'm saying. This would almost have been – it might not have even been – it probably would have been too long for a three-hour because we had a little over 2 hours now. I don't know. There's a lot. I got the other videos. I got stuff that I got to bring out that I want to show. But like I said, at first, I wasn't going to talk about it because I felt like I was late to the party because I was overseas. And then I said, but you know what, man? Like I said, they gotta see the light skin stuff.
Hey, the timing was just right.
The light skins are here.
Yeah.
That's right.
We talking. This is not. Hey, can we get that I brought it out last week's show, the picture, it should be in the feed, that the SPLC has even changed it, that is starting to come to light. Remember what we read in Mark and in Luke? There's nothing
right,
that'll be hid. That one,
they
added in that it's there. That's the one. So they've changed. They're still full of crap, but they've been forced to acknowledge that their black identity extremist moniker does not fit.
You see the power of God's word.
Mm-hmm.
God's words literally change in the environment and what is in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Just like things were spoken into existence in Genesis.
Yep.
God's word is coming out in these last days.
Yes.
They have to change what they've created.
His word is like a fire, bro. They have to. They have to make adjustments to try to perpetrate their lie, right?
Right.
To perpetuate this. So read this now. Come on.
Disclaimer. SPLC uses the term radical Hebrew Israelite.
So it's no more black identity extremists. It's no more black Hebrew Israelites. Now they say radical Hebrews, which is still disrespectful because that's redundant to say Hebrew and Israelite. All right? Doesn't make sense. Come on.
To differentiate from the greater Hebrew Israelite faith, a Hebrew Israelite should not be confused with black Jews or Jewish individuals of color. SPLC no longer refers to these groups as solely black Hebrew Israelites.
See that? They've changed it. They've had to change it up. Come on.
As there are Latin and indigenous members of these groups.
Oh, so now they acknowledging it. Well, a lot of co-signing by the white man, Rothstein or whatever, the little clip we show. We'll show him again next week.
Right.
Said that North, South America, the Caribbean.
Right.
He said those are Israelites, right? So SPLC is now saying they no longer refer to, and I brought this out last week, and I told you, this update we believe happened while we were out there in Central and South America, all right, gaining that traction and showing that.
Right.
And people receiving the word with gladness in their hearts, all right? And it says they cannot be, read it, SPLC.
SPLC no longer refers to these groups as solely black Hebrew Israelites, as there are Latin and indigenous members of these groups.
Read on.
And there are non-radical sects of the Hebrew Israelite faith who identify as black Hebrew Israelites.
Hey, listen, man, I'll take that. That shows progress at for us, for our people.
Right.
Because the SPLC is still full of crap. They got to retract the whole thing and just acknowledge that we the Israelites that the Bible speaks of. But they're changing it up. It's not a black or white thing. It's an Israelite thing. And that includes everything that you read here and what we've seen and who is not. There is no way, based on the biblical scholarly facts that we brought out, that you can say that that creates anti-Semitism. It's not anti-Semitic.
At all.
It's truth, right? And truth needs to be brought to the light because it cannot be hid.
Hey, you know what I'm thinking about, Deacon? With this is identity, right? And as identity gets brought back to the Israelites as well as to Esau, because Esau doesn't identify as who they are either.
No.
What comes along with them, but all of us coming back to our identities as God gave, is judgments.
Right.
Judgments must, and they are, and they must go forth for what has been done and what is
promised. That's a just God.
It's a just God.
Everybody has to pay. Everybody.
Right.
We have ours, our specificity to us based on the laws. That's why in Amos he said, I will judge you for all your iniquity.
Right.
But then he also has judgment for everybody else that he's created.
Right.
Hey, this brother said, this open to the public to call in? Yes. If you have a question with the topic, don't be calling in with some foolishness because then we're not going to put you on the air.
Right, right. The calls will be screened, all right? The calls will be screened.
But, yes, it's open to the public.
Yeah, I'm not turning my show into frivolous debates, okay? Anyway, that's the show. We went a little bit over. We started with some technical difficulties.
The power hour plus and a half.
Power hour plus and a half, all right? Now, we went over like 20 minutes, wasn't it?
Plus and a half.
Oh, man. Hey, some of us no longer consider ourselves Latin. You're right. I don't consider myself. I'm from the tribe of Ephraim.
That's right.
I'm an Israelite from the tribe of Ephraim. But there are many of us who don't even know what that means or what that is. So that's what I mean when I say colloquial, right? You can look up the word. It means that we must speak in terms that people understand. It's like you go to the doctor and they start using all these medical terms. You don't understand what
they're
saying.
You're like, huh?
Right. But if they want the patient to understand what they got, what the treatment is, they have to speak in a form that's understandable to them. The by and large, the bulk of our people are going to speak by black, white, Latin, Hispanic, all this other stuff. So that's why we have to be able to speak plainly.
Yes.
And use that. And then as we educate them, we bring that up and we'll say, no, you know, you're no longer Latin. You're no longer speaking, you're no longer black. You're a Jew. You're an Israelite. All right. You're from the 12 tribes of Israel. All right. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's the show. What are we doing? English on Saturday?
Spanish, I believe.
Spanish, all right. Yes, we got the Power Hour exclusively on Facebook at the lowest 144K, Saturday, 11 a.m. Arizona time. All right, we get a little hour in where the officers go over some stuff. They will be doing that in Espanol this Saturday. Nothing going on next Wednesday, right? So, Lord's will, we'll be on the air next Wednesday, and we're going to – I'm not going to leave the thread. There's so many part twos that I have not got to. We're gonna continue on with this because I didn't even touch the surface scripturally of the stuff that I want to bring out, all right? And I still got other videos and other things that we're going to segue into Lord's Will, Life Last, all right? So tune in. Hey, we are really trying to push the Phoenix page. I know many of you watch us on the Classroom, too. If you can head on over to IU Phoenix on YouTube and give us a like and a subscribe, all right? We're really trying to push that up because that helps the algorithms. Also, I cannot forget, just because you do not speak Spanish – Go to IUIC Guatemala. Go to IUIC Ecuador. Let's bump them numbers up so that our brothers and sisters in those countries will find those videos and those classes. All right. Listen, it says that we had over 700 something watching live. If all 700 would just go over to those pages, all right, you're going to get a big bump in trending and all of that stuff on those other pages. I'm not saying you got to sit there and watch the whole classes, but if you put a comment, you put a like, you put a subscribe, it's going to help bring that forth to others. All right. Remember, we labor not for our own selves, but for all those that seek learning. And this is one way that you can help out with that. All right. Anything else?
Yes. Brothers and sisters, subscribe to IUIC Phoenix. Like Deacon said, we're almost to 15,000. We're closer to 15,000 now than we were before. IUIC Phoenix is in the midst of 30 days of camp. Shout out to the officers, soldiers that are putting in the work, that are out there 30 days of camp. Most High in Christ bless you, man. The sisters in support as well. So follow us, Spotify, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, the Booster Club. Don't forget the Booster Club.
Right. Don't forget the Booster
the
Club.
Booster Club is very important.
Yeah, we trying to hit Cuba, Lord's will, the beginning of the year. Let's see what happens. All right. We got to support Ecuador and the brothers there.
Yep.
We got to support the brothers in Belize. None of that is possible without your donations.
Yep.
All right.
You're a big part of this. Remember, the leadership was out there and they passed over, 14,000 flyers. And that was through your help, through your donations. And you help spread this gospel monetarily when you help us through the Booster Club. So
That's it. All right. With that, we say shalom.
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 Say Christ bless.
We one nation. It wouldn't be Israel without Mexicans. Black love, brown pride, cause we next to kin. We ain't gotta tell Esau to let's be friends, cause we above all nations and we better than them. We the salt of the earth, ay, ay. And we been king since birth, ay, ay. We put the kingdom first, ay, ay. And they gon' get this work, ay, ay. We was chosen, not cause we the most of the people. Few in numbers, but we over the people. We gods of this earth, we ain't supposed to be equal. Stop playing, you emotional people. The good gotta triumph over the evil. So my foot's on the throat of the eagle. Their tongues will confess that we the people. Cause my nation ain't never been feeble. For the southern kingdom, from Yasharala.
Hey, one nation.
This for the northern kingdom, Vivarara Sa.
We one nation, one